a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Hey, and welcome. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today at expressvpn.com/Ben. Okay, so yesterday afternoon, Joe Biden came out and announced a deal had been reached on infrastructure. Yay! Okay, so first of all, let me just note, America's infrastructure is not in serious trouble. The notion that America's infrastructure is just awful and bad in every way, and it's just horrifying, it's not true. The vast majority of America's roads and bridges are pretty okay. And the vast majority of the ones that are really not doing well are ones that are in particular states, which means they really should be state costs, not federal costs. Like, the notion that we have much worse infrastructure than anywhere else on earth, or that we really need to pour like $1 trillion minimum, $2 trillion into infrastructure is just not correct. But this has become sort of the go-to. Whenever you are a member of government and you just want to blow money into things, all you do is just say infrastructure, because this is something people on a basic level understand, right? We all sort of understand that the government has a hand in building roads, for example, because the roads connect all sorts of different communities, and so you want the government to shoulder the cost of what is, in effect, a non-excludable, non-rivalrous good, right? We all sort of get that the roads are, at the very least, a public good, right? Something the government does. We understand that the government helping to foment the placing of broadband, even, is something that benefits a lot of Americans, although if you just deregulate it, the truth is a lot of these companies can pay for it themselves. But we all sort of get the idea that the government should be involved to a certain extent in the infrastructure project, because public goods are typically, again, non-excludable, non-rivalrous goods in which private people sometimes can't agree. Okay, so does that mean that the federal government needs to spend hundreds of billions of dollars right now on this stuff in the middle of a giant inflationary spiral in which we have a shortage of materials and a shortage of labor? Of course not. Of course not. But this has become Joe Biden's big bipartisan push, because he figures that if he can get Republicans on board for infrastructure, then he can pretend that he is a bipartisan president, when in fact he's an extremely partisan president. Now, they already passed fairly recently a bipartisan bill that was supposed to send a bunch of money toward quote-unquote research and development directed at fighting against China. And it passed with wide bipartisan support, even though, again, it is a giant pork bill. So this is another giant pork bill. Now, Republicans, if they had any brains, be like, nope, not interested, right? Because the reality is that you aren't going to spend a lot more money than we would like you to spend. And if you're going to do that, you can do that on your own. Like, truly, if you just want to blow out the deficit for no appreciable gain, then you can just do that on your own, right? Make you use reconciliation for it. And if you want to break the filibuster, then you're going to have to do it through the budget process, because you only have two or maybe three of those per year. Waste a bullet on this infrastructure package and let you own it. But no, we have to have the quote-unquote moderate wing of the Republican Party, including people like Susan Collins and Mitt Romney, who decide that it's important to lend bipartisan cover to Joe Biden. Now, here's the thing. They are being played. They're obviously being played. I'll explain how in just 1 minute. So, according to the New York Times, President Biden struck an infrastructure deal on Thursday with a bipartisan group of senators, signing on to their plan to provide about $579 billion in new investments in roads, broadband, internet, electric utilities, and other projects in hopes of moving a crucial piece of his economic agenda through Congress. Biden's endorsement marks a breakthrough in his efforts to forge an infrastructure compromise, but here's the thing, it was far from a guarantee the package would be enacted. Both the president and top Democrats say the plan, which constitutes a fraction of the $4 trillion economic proposal Biden has put forth, can only move together with a much larger package of spending and tax increases Democrats are planning to try to push through Congress unilaterally over the opposition of Republicans. So here is what Biden is doing, and this is why these Republicans are just dolts. What he is doing is he's bifurcating this package. He's saying, what if we pass this part here with bipartisan support, but I'm only going to sign the bipartisan part if you guys allow me to vote on and sign this giant other package. You know, that's the same thing as just putting it all in the same package. What are you talking about? And so, in other words, he's going to get pretty much what he wants, and he's going to get the veil of bipartisanship at the same time. So here is Joe Biden announcing, we have a deal.
We had a really good meeting, and to answer your direct question, we have a deal. And I think it's really important. We've all agreed that none of us got what we all that we wanted. I clearly didn't get all I wanted. They gave more than I think maybe they were inclined to give in the first place. But this reminds me of the days we used to get an awful lot done up in the United States Congress. We actually worked. We had bipartisan deals.
We got a bipartisan deal, except they didn't get a bipartisan deal, as we'll explain in just a minute. Now, Biden is using this, again, to pretend that he is a bipartisan president with wide public support. He is not. He's got 52% public approval rating right now. Okay, now, that is pretty much the exact same percentage of the popular vote that he won last time around. Right? Of the popular vote, he won like 51-52%. He has not increased that. He has not decreased that. It's a pretty hard base of support, but it's also a hard level of support on the ceiling. So as things start to accrue, you know, as the crime rates continue to remain high, as the economy continues to flounder more than it is soaring, as all of that happens, he's likely to feel some economic pain from this, some sort of popular pain from that. But Republicans are providing him a cover for no appreciable gain. It makes no sense at all. Here is Biden, however, saying, I'm not going it alone. I'm not doing it. I don't have to go alone anymore.
I know there are some of my party who discourage me from seeking an agreement with our Republican colleagues who said that we should go bigger and go alone. To them, I say this. I've already shown in my young presidency that I'm prepared to do whatever needs to get done to move the country forward. That's what I did with the American Rescue Plan, which is $1.9 trillion. Let me say this. When we can find common ground, though, working across party lines, that is what I will seek to do.
Except he's not looking for common ground, as we'll see. What he's looking for is the veil of bipartisanship so he can ram through 95% of what he wants. We'll get to that in just one second. First, let's talk about the fact that if you've been listening to the show for a while, you probably heard me talk about my Helix sleep mattress, which is phenomenal. But you probably have not yet heard about Allform. This is Helix's new company. They make sofas, and they are just the best. For starters, an Allform sofa is the easiest way you can customize a sofa using premium materials and at a fraction of the cost of traditional stores. You can pick your fabric. It is spill, stain, scratch resistant. That means it is perfect if you have kids or pets. The sofa color, you can pick the color of the legs, sofa size, shape. Make sure it is perfect for you and your home. These things are super durable, and they come with a forever warranty, literally forever, which is great if you've got kids, which I do. They're delivered directly to your door. In the past, if you wanted to order a sofa, you need to hire somebody to come put it together for you. Not so with Allform. They've got a simple, quick assembly, no tools needed, and they're unbelievably comfortable. I have an Allform sofa. I've got the three-seat sofa with chaise and the sand color with espresso legs. I love my Allform. My mom loves our Allform so much. I got her one customized perfectly for her as well. Go check them out right now. You get 100 days to decide if you even want to keep it. That's more than 3 months. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up for free, give you a full refund. Find your perfect sofa today. Check out allform.com/Ben. That is allform.com/Ben. They are offering 20% off all orders for our listeners at allform.com/Ben. Okay, so Mitt Romney playing the willing dupe. As per his usual arrangement, here is the senator from Utah announcing how happy he is with this bipartisan compromise.
One of the big surprises I had coming to Washington was the sense that, while everybody was fighting with each other, you know what, we get along really well. This group gets along very well. My colleagues in the Senate, we work together. And it's been years and years people have been talking about the infrastructure needs of our country. We know that. We recognize the crumbling infrastructure. And this group came together and actually got a job done.
Oh, my God. Look what we got a job done. Except you didn't. You didn't. Quote from the New York Times. On Capitol Hill, Democrats signaled their openness to accepting the initial details of the agreement, provided that their moderate colleagues accept a second, much larger reconciliation package. So, in other words, we will definitely sign on to this compromise package, so long as you also accept this giant pile of manure that we've got right here for you that we're going to hit you in the face with. It really is an amazing thing. And so, and by the way, this is Joe Biden agreeing with this plan. Right? So Joe Biden is like, we came to a compromise. And then, with one hand, he's like, here's the compromise. And with the other hand, he's like, and here, right here, what's in this hand? Boom! And then he hits him with the other hand. Not in a really strong punch. There's not a lot of power behind Joe Biden's punch at this point. But at the same time, I mean, here's Joe Biden saying, I support Nancy Pelosi's plan to hold the bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage until the Senate passes a big reconciliation bill. Right here he is saying that I'm not going to sign this bill alone. Now, normally when you say I've reached a compromise with somebody, like if you've ever done a contract negotiation with somebody else, you do the contract negotiation, you finally come to some sort of agreement, everybody breaks out the wine and cigars and you're lighting up, and then if somebody in the room says, oh yeah, by the way, I'm not signing that unless you also sign this agreement that pays me X dollars, that's not an agreement. Okay, so to pretend this is an agreement, a triumphant moment of bipartisanship, is a lie. Here is Joe Biden pretty much making the lie clear.
Do you support then Speaker Pelosi's plan to hold the bipartisan deal in the House until the Senate also passes reconciliation? Do you support that sequencing on her part?
Yes. The bipartisan bill from the very beginning was understood there's going to have to be the second part of it. Not just signing the bipartisan bill and forgetting about the rest that I proposed. I propose a significant piece of legislation in three parts. And all three parts are equally important.
Okay, so in other words, all three parts are equally important. I put all the stuff that Republicans are okay with in one part so we can pretend they agree with it. And then I'm going to ram through the other two pieces of the agreement that they don't agree with. Right? So pretty amazing stuff. Now, here's the reality. Joe Biden is not the president of this particular process. Joe Manchin is the president of this particular process. So here is Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, who is signaling, well, I'm not so sure about this whole Nancy Pelosi, let's hold the bill hostage idea.
To say that one's being held hostage to the other doesn't seem to be fair to me, but they're going to make those decisions. But we have to see what's in the other plan before I can say, oh, yes, you vote for this and I'll vote for that. That's not what I have signed up for.
Okay, so maybe Joe Manchin doesn't go along with what Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are planning here. Okay, that's really the only holdup. Maybe Mitt Romney and Susan Collins, maybe to their credit, maybe they think that they can rely on Joe Manchin to be the man in the gap here. And Joe Manchin is going to be like, no, we're going to pass this bipartisan compromise bill on its own. And also, I'm not going to kill the filibuster or vote for this particular bill if the reconciliation process is used in order to ram it through. Maybe they're counting on Joe Manchin. Let me just say, I don't think that is a particularly wise move. Instead, it looks much more like Joe Biden gets 99% of what he wants. Plus, he gets this patina of Republican bipartisan notions to go along with it. So Ala Pundit over at Hot Air writes about this. He says, if the GOP had managed to negotiate Biden down to a much less expensive infrastructure bill with no tax hikes, that might be a worthy compromise. But they haven't. There are two parts to the Democrats' infrastructure plan. One, a bipartisan bill that deals with roads and bridges. And the other, a party-line reconciliation bill that covers, quote-unquote, human infrastructure like climate change, spending, paid leave, and so on. Spending that doesn't end up in the bipartisan bill will likely just be lateraled over to the reconciliation bill, which means Republicans aren't achieving much in terms of spending. Essentially, they're pressing on one end of a water balloon, shrinking that end, but causing the other end to swell as the water is displaced. The volume of the balloon is the same, whether they're pressing or not. It's purely a matter of distribution. And frankly, if that's the case, maybe Republicans should have done the opposite of what they did, arguing to put more money into the true roads and bridges infrastructure component and thereby hopefully shrinking the human infrastructure reconciliation bill. That would have been risky because Democrats could pass that human infrastructure bill irrespective of how big the true infrastructure bill gets. But maybe if the latter were bigger, Manchin would get nervous about blowout spending and be more inclined to shrink the other component. Now, Biden and Pelosi are both nervous about being double-crossed by Manchin, who's been dogged about trying to compromise with Republicans. So today, both the president and speaker issued an ultimatum. Unless and until both bills pass the Senate, they won't even move on the bipartisan bill. So they're basically saying to Manchin, we're not even going to vote in the House on the bipartisan bill that Joe Biden just endorsed until you vote using reconciliation processes for these other blowout spending bills. So essentially, you're going to hold that roads and bridges bill hostage in order to make sure that Manchin does what they want on the giant spending bill. Well, except here's the problem. Manchin was asked about Pelosi's strategy. He says there's going to be a reconciliation bill. We just don't know what size it's going to be. Manchin also said he was open to a reconciliation bill that changes the 2017 GOP tax law to raise taxes to pay for new spending programs. He said reconciliation is inevitable because of Republican opposition to raising taxes, and he's open to it. He said if the only strategy we have is two-track, he says reconciliation is inevitable. So maybe he's able to shrink it a little bit, but maybe Manchin, again, this just shows you that if Joe Manchin caucuses with the Democrats, he is still a Democrat. And so you can count on Joe Manchin for one thing and one thing only, and that is not ending the filibuster for non-reconciliation bills. But for reconciliation bills, mainly a reconciliation bill is defined as a budget bill, basically. For any budget bill, which is spending and taxation bill, he will just go along with the Democrats. Which means Republicans got nothing here. It means that depending on which way Manchin goes, Mitt Romney and Susan Collins and the rest of these jokes got played. So Manchin is the obvious winner. He now gets to claim that he forged a bipartisan deal, and Biden gets to claim that he forged a bipartisan deal. Republicans get nothing. Republicans get nothing. Alrighty, coming up, why are the Republicans even doing this? They get nothing out of this. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of a bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. They pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynovite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our Dynovite onto the food, then squirt Malika chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
Dynovite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my Dynovite at DINOVITE.com.
America's kids are returning to class, in school and at home. And this year, learning is especially tough for kids who already struggle with poverty, emotional trauma, and other barriers. But Communities in Schools is helping by putting caring adults in schools to connect with kids. And now we're reaching beyond school walls, tutoring, mentoring, and counseling students, providing resources for at-home learning, doing whatever it takes to make sure all kids have the opportunity to learn and succeed. For more information, visit communitiesinschools.org.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention, have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation.
Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden has announced a bipartisan deal. So is Mitt Romney. So is Joe Manchin. What exactly do Republicans get out of any of this? There is an aspect of conservatism that is institutionalist in structure, right? This sort of the John Roberts constitutionalism, in which John Roberts suggests that the key role that he plays on the Supreme Court, to take an example of this sort of conservatism, is to uphold the vigor and the durability of the institution. And it doesn't matter if I rule against the Constitution. It doesn't matter if I have to rewrite Obamacare in order to make it comply with the Constitution. It doesn't matter if I am constantly forging 9-0 unanimous votes that are far smaller in scope in protecting American rights than a 6-3 majority decision would be. John Roberts has upheld the institution. And you get the same thing here from Mitt Romney. Now, there is something to upholding the institution, right? You want to uphold the institution of the filibuster even when you're in control. This is what Mitch McConnell was saying. He was saying, if you get rid of the filibuster here, then when Democrats take control, you're really going to regret it. And I think he is right about that. But what Mitt Romney is doing is beyond that. What Mitt Romney and Collins are doing is they're saying, it is so important that the American people think that we can forge compromise here, that I will provide the lie that compromise was actually had here, even when it wasn't, so that you think, the American people, that the Senate can work. Now, here's the thing. When it comes to actual popular policy, the Senate does actually vote overwhelmingly. You'll remember that just last week, the Senate voted 100-0 to make Juneteenth a national holiday, for example. And so it's not that bipartisanship is dead, it's that you have to be a not moron. But unfortunately, there are too many Republicans who want to appear back home. Like, I understand Susan Collins. I really do. Susan Collins is from Maine. Right? Maine is a purple to blue state. I understand why Susan Collins is doing it. Mitt Romney is from the reddest state in America outside of West Virginia. Utah is an extremely red state. There is no reason why Mitt Romney has to sign on to a bill like this. Mike Lee isn't. He's from the same exact state. There's no reason why Mitt Romney feels he should have to forge compromise in this way. But for some reason, again, this goes to Mitt Romney's perception of himself. And so much of politics really is how politicians perceive themselves. Mitt Romney perceives himself as a deal maker and a person who brings people together in the same way that John McCain used to perceive himself this way. Right? You want to be part of that gang of 8 or that gang of 10 or that gang of 4, whatever the gang is. Because this means you're a very important person, a person who gets things done. What if the goal of checks and balances is to prevent things from getting done, however? What if we need to completely shift our mindset with regard to why are we bothering to get things done if they are bad things? And let's face it, in the end, what Joe Biden is relying on to do what he wants to do here is the basic fist inside the velvet glove, which is the possibility of just killing the filibuster altogether, right? Is that Joe Biden is figuring that at a certain point, Manchin is going to cave one way or another, or Sinema is going to cave one way or another. Or maybe if he can just castigate Republicans enough, they'll kill the filibuster. Bill Clinton, I mean, it's amazing how far the Democratic Party has moved. Bill Clinton's presidency was successful entirely because of bipartisan compromise. Bill Clinton's first couple of years, he had a Democratic Congress, and he was an awful failure. He tried to pass Hillary Care. It bombed. He raised capital gains taxes. He raised income taxes. And by 1994, Republicans had won back Congress for the first time in like 30 years. So Bill Clinton's rest of his presidency was negotiating with Newt Gingrich in order to do things for the American people, like welfare reform, like a 1994 crime bill that actually were effective on behalf of the American people. Right, this is, and now you have Bill Clinton, and he has revised his opinion. Now the filibuster must be murdered.
I understand the president's reluctant to get rid of it altogether. And I sympathize with Joe Manchin, who's trying to, you know, stand up for the right thing and represent people that voted more than 2-1 for President Trump. But I think when it comes to preserving democracy, you know, I would suspend the filibuster because I think it's essential. I don't think that we should be in the business of going backwards in trying to drive down voting rights. I think we need to expand it.
Okay, so again, in the end, it's pure power politics for these Democrats, and don't fall for the bipartisan trap. It remains a source of amazement to me that so many Republicans are willing to fall for this sort of stuff. Romney's getting played, Collins is getting played, and they're getting nothing out of this. They're getting nothing out of this. Now, meanwhile, all they really have to do is just stand there. That's all they have to do, because Joe Biden is not with us. Hey, Joe Biden is not a strong president. He's, in fact, a very weak president. What he is capable of getting done under these circumstances it's very limited. Because, let's face it, Joe Manchin is not upholding the filibuster because he is a nice guy. Joe Manchin is upholding the filibuster because he is a blue state senator from a red state. Because he is a Democrat in a state that Donald Trump won by, I believe, 39 points in the last election cycle. Kristen Sinema is not, I think, congenitally predisposed to loving the filibuster. She just recognizes that she's got John McCain's old seat, basically, in Arizona, a very purple state. With a red governor and a red legislature. And so she, I think, properly and understandably knows where her bread is buttered. So with that said, Joe Biden can't get a lot done here. So why are Republicans helping him to get things done here? Why? The reality is that this, because of the Democrats trying to link these two things, that they're only going to vote on the bipartisan deal if they also get to ram through this reconciliation bill. Because of that, I think that this thing will probably get filibustered anyway. So I think all the talk about bipartisanship is a little bit too early. I don't think this is going to actually go to a bipartisan vote on this particular bill. And you watch, the media will then call the Republicans obstructionists. They'll then say it's the Republicans' fault. So Republicans lose on both ends. They give Joe Biden the veneer of bipartisanship, and then they themselves are called partisan when they obstruct the bill because it turns out that Joe Biden has already linked it to another bill that is, in fact, not bipartisan. That is the stupid, play stupid games, win stupid prizes for the Republican Party. Alrighty, coming up. So, you've got these Republicans propping up Joe Biden. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is not there. I mean, he just isn't. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
9625.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So people are knocking on Joe Biden's door and no one is home. The attic is empty. There are a few keys missing from the piano. There are a few straws missing from the drink. Like there's a lot going on over here. I don't know what to say about this anymore other than Joe Biden is he's a crazy person, guys. He's a crazy person. He's addled. He's not with us. He's crazy. There's a reason why you don't see clips regularly of Joe Biden being played in the media. Instead, they'll sort of print what he says, right? You see it in the print. But you'll never see these clips circulating anywhere but sort of oppo sources, right? You'll see it. You'll hear it on my show. You'll see it on Fox News. You're never going to see this clip of Joe Biden blasted out. I mean, this is a live press conference, so they sort of got it. But you're not going to see it repeated. Okay, so this is a live press conference yesterday at the White House. And here's the President of the United States being like, this is so weird. He's just a weird old dude, man. I mean, like, this is, all right, here we go.
I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far. They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential this week. I wrote the bill on the environment. Pay them more. This is an employees bargaining chip now. What's happening?
Okay, put aside what he's saying, which is insanely stupid. Right? But, I mean, what he's actually saying there is that if you want people to come back to work, you have to pay them more because the government is paying them to stay home and somehow this is good for the economy. And then he says inflation is not the predictable result, which is stupid. Okay, so put aside the content. Why is he channeling the clown from It? I just don't understand. Why? Because he's not with us, gang. Because he's a weird old man. He's like, Georgie. It's worth $1.9 trillion. Pay your employees more, Georgie. Come down and here's a balloon. Hey, what the F is going on? What's going on? I'll be honest. That's like if you have nightmares at night about monsters hiding under your bed, that's the voice right there. That's what's going on. Okay, and then he just says like addled things all the time. He just says addled things all the time. So he was asked, so he finishes a press conference yesterday, and there's this horrifying situation in Surfside, Florida. And our prayers go out to the folks over in Surfside. There's been this horrifying condo collapse in Surfside, like half the building collapsed. It appears likely that there were structural defects in the building that were revealed over time as maybe the building was sinking into the ground because it was built on the beach. Very scary stuff. 100 people missing. Really tragic. And by the way, just going to put this out there for folks who do want to give, there is a website that has been set up by one of the big synagogues over there where you can give money to help out the families of the people who are suffering. It's at, I'll give you the website. It's at thechesedfund.com, thechesedfund.com/Shul of Bal Harbor, SHULOFBALHARBOUR/Miami Tragedy. And it's a long web address, but they're trying to raise like $1 million for the people who are suffering from that tragedy. In any case, Joe Biden finishes his press conference yesterday, and he just starts wandering out of the room. And Kamala Harris has to remind him that this thing happened. And he's just like, oh, my gosh, it's so awkward. Here we go.
Well, you traveled to Florida, sir. Can we ask you about Florida, what you've learned?
I apologize. Yes, thank you. My
okay, and he just starts like laughing at himself and forget it. It's so awkward to watch. He's still my president, right? He's your president too. It is awkward to watch. I mean, just a couple of days ago, he threatened to nuke Americans. So there was that. He also said yesterday that if he had his way, there would be no private contributions to campaigns at all. All campaigns would be publicly funded. What in the action? What? Okay, here we go.
There's a lot of ancillary pieces of this legislation I strongly support. I strongly support the idea that if I had my way, there'd be no private contributions to see who gets elected, how much money you raise.
No private contributions to political candidates. Okay, what he's talking about there is the supposed voting rights bill that sets up public funding for candidates. So your taxpayer dollars should go to Joe Biden to run for office. This is what he would prefer. That's good. Also, he's been using the term Latinx, which is a good indicator that you've never met a Latino or Latina person, right? Because there's not a single Latino person on planet Earth who calls themselves Latinx. It's only a bunch of upper-crust white idiots who took critical race theory studies who think that Latinx is an actual term that is used. By the way, you know the origin of Latinx, right? Latinx is because Spanish is a gendered language, okay, and Latino is for males and Latina is for females. And so we wouldn't want to say Latino because we wouldn't want to say Latinos because that inevitably includes women. What? So instead they set up Latinx. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's unbelievably dumb. Okay, Hebrew is also a gendered language, right? When you say, for example, people, the word in Hebrew for people is anashim. Okay, the suffix in English would be ym, but it's yud mem. The suffix im is for males, but it includes females. Just as when in English you say human, it includes the word man and not woman. Right? When you say mankind, it includes man, but it includes women. So now we are going to do this with foreign languages. This is the stupidest thing here he is, being an idiot.
There's a reason why it's been harder to get African-Americans initially to get vaccinated. Because they used to be an experimented on. The Tuskegee Airmen and others. People have memories. People have long memories. It's awful hard as well to get Latinx vaccinated as well. Why? They're worried that they'll be vaccinated and deported.
That, what? Okay, so first of all, what he's saying there, right there, is that what he is saying there is, like, racist. Right? He's saying that the reason that the Latino people are not getting vaccinated is because they're all afraid they're going to get deported. Now, 18% of the American population is Latino. I'm fairly certain the vast majority of those people are not illegal immigrants and are not afraid of being deported. So, no? On that. And also, I fail to understand how it is good logic that because between 1932 and 1972, there were Tuskegee experiments, racist experiments that were conducted that allowed essentially the syphilis to grow in black people to see how it was going to affect their minds. I fail to see how an experiment that was first conducted in 1932 is a good excuse for not getting a vaccine in 2021. Nonetheless, it's weird. It's a weird thing. Also, I like how he calls it the Tuskegee Airmen experiment. Those are two separate things. Those are two separate things. Okay. The Tuskegee experiment was a cruel and vicious racist policy. Tuskegee Airmen were the black men who flew in jet fighters, who flew in fighters during World War II. Not the same thing. He is not with us. Well, the good news is that we at least have Kamala Harris waiting in the wings. Literally in the wings. So yesterday, during this bipartisan press conference, things got really, really awkward. We'll get to that in just one second. First, let's talk about the fact that you want your internet activity to be private, right? I mean, that's how we all think of our internet activities, just me and the screen and me checking emails or doing whatever I need to do for my business. I don't need prying eyes on my business emails, neither do you. This is why I only use the internet with ExpressVPN operating. Otherwise, like driving your car without car insurance, why would you take that risk? Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, cafes, hotels, airports, any hacker on the same network can gain access to your personal data. Whether we're talking passwords, financial details, or anything else, your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 a person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN acts as that guardrail. It creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so hackers can't steal your personal data. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN is simple to use on all your devices. Just fire up the app, click one button, now you are protected. Secure your online data today. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben. That's expressvpn.com/Ben. You get an extra 3 months for free. expressvpn.com/Ben. Alrighty, so, meanwhile, you got Kamala Harris waiting in the wings, which is not, if you thought that it was creepy when Joe Biden was whispering at you just a few moments ago, how creepy is it what was going on in the background of this particular bipartisan photo? So, you got Joe Biden, you got Kristen Sinema. By the way, I just have to compliment Kristen Sinema's sense of style. Like, it actually is kind of fabulous. I'm not a fashion reviewer, although I will say that I found it very odd and still find it odd that Nancy Pelosi has a face mask to match every outfit. But Kristen Sinema really brings it. Right? I mean, like, that's a pretty cool outfit. I kind of like that. Okay, so Kristen Sinema shows up wearing, like, this red thing, and it's cool. Okay, and you've got this entire bipartisan group of senators, and then lurking in the background, there's something happening behind Mitt Romney's shoulder. There's a white pillar, and then behind that pillar, in front of the White House, someone is waiting. Oh, man. Ugh. Ain't that just a metaphor for what's happening in the country right now? Kamala Harris just waiting off to the side, waiting. Man, worst job in America, Joe Biden's food taster. Do not walk down a set of stairs with Kamala Harris if you are Joe Biden. That is for damn sure. By the way, if you're Kamala Harris, you got to be pissed at this point, right? Because Joe Biden has basically put you in charge of all the most popular parts of his agenda, unpopular parts of his agenda. So Joe Biden's like, you know, Kamala, why don't you, like, do the border thing? And we won't change any of our policies, but you're in charge now. And then she's like, and she doesn't go down to the, by the way, she is headed down to the border. All it took was Donald Trump saying he was headed to the border, and then she's rushing down to the border as fast as her feet can carry her. Feet don't fail her now. So good things happening over in the Biden-Harris administration. This is why, guys, if you're Republicans, why are you providing them cover? Make them own it. First rule of politics, do not stop your opponents when they are making mistakes. But, again, everyone in politics apparently is stupid. And meanwhile, the Democrats continue to double down on the Trump of it all. Because here is the thing. Without Trump, their policies become the issue in 2022 and 2024. So we're going to continue to focus in on January 6th. Now, no one on the right was harsher on January 6th than I was. I thought it was a bunch of idiots and droogs for not only no reason, for counterproductive purposes, assaulting the center of our legislative branch, attempting to do active physical harm to legislators. I said all those people should be arrested and they should be prosecuted for having violated the law. Okay? If you committed a crime, you get arrested, you get prosecuted. I hold that standard whether you are rioting and looting in Kenosha, Wisconsin, or whether you're doing it in the halls of Congress. Okay, but the notion that this is some sort of cataclysmic occurrence that requires a much deeper look at the heart of America. Well, not by Congress. Nancy Pelosi, however, is launching a select committee. The reason that she's announcing the select committee is because what she hopes is that when you get to your 2022 ballot, you think of January 6th as opposed to all the crappy policy that the Democrats are pushing. They don't want you to be thinking about critical race theory. They don't want you to be thinking about their subjugation of the police and destruction of law and order in our cities. And they don't want you to be thinking about inflation. They don't want you to be thinking about slow job growth or your inability to hire workers or higher prices at the supermarket. They don't want you to be thinking about any of that. They want you to be thinking solely and completely about Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump is the worst person ever to walk the earth. So here is Nancy Pelosi announcing a select committee. Now, here's the thing. What do we have to find out in the select committee? Really, we already have a Senate committee that did a full investigation into the security failures. And that really is the story. Because it turns out there are lots of people all over the United States who in small groups believe unbelievably stupid and dangerous things. It's a country of 330 million people. In fact, it would be pretty difficult to find a single stupid, idiotic, insane cause for which you could not rally a couple of thousand people in the United States. Because again, 330 million people, it's a lot of people. With the internet, not hard for those people to get together. But the real goal here for the Democrats, of course, is to suggest that January 6th was a natural outgrowth of conservatism and right-wing thought. Now, there is a certain irony to the fact that the Democrats, who full-scale embrace Ibram X. Kendi and full-scale embrace Robin DiAngelo and full-scale embrace Kimberly Crenshaw, they say that critical race theory has nothing to do with the indoctrination into wokeness of your nation's school children. Right? These are distinct fields of thought. But January 6th is indicative of the entire right-wing mindset in the United States. That's the whole goal of this. The whole goal of this is just to carry out this investigation for as long as possible, try and lump everybody in with January 6th. I don't think it's going to work out for the Democrats. Really, I don't. But here's Nancy Pelosi announcing it anyway.
This morning, with great solemnity and sadness, I'm announcing that the House will be establishing a select committee on the January 6th insurrection. Again, January 6th was one of the darkest days in our nation's history. I've said it now three times. It is imperative that we establish the truth of that day and ensure that an attack of that kind cannot happen and that we root out the causes of it all.
Okay, you know what one of the causes was? The fact that the Capitol Police weren't properly staffed up. Wait, who's in charge of the Capitol Police? Interesting. Alrighty, coming up, what exactly is Nancy Pelosi really doing with the Select Committee? I think it's pretty obvious. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet of Dynavite with every meal.
DINOVITE.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
America's kids are returning to class, in school and at home. And this year, learning is especially tough for kids who already struggle with poverty, emotional trauma, and other barriers. But Communities in Schools is helping by putting caring adults in schools to connect with kids. And now, we're reaching beyond school walls, tutoring, mentoring, and counseling students, providing resources for at-home learning, doing whatever it takes to make sure all kids have the opportunity to learn and succeed. For more information, visit communitiesinschools.org.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So Nancy Pelosi has a theory. The theory is that because of January 6th, you're bad. And so we just end up with Mad Libs, like left-wing Mad Libs. So here is Nancy Pelosi trying to explain the origins of January 6th with reference to her favorite mush words.
There are two actual paths. One is about the root causes of it, the white supremacy, the anti-Semitism, the Islamophobia, all the rest of it that was so evident when you see a sweatshirt on one of the people saying Camp Auschwitz. The other is the security of the Capitol and what it means to be ready for such an insurrection.
It's about white supremacy and anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. Hey, there were people in the building who were anti-Semitic. She mentions one guy who's a white supremacist. I'm sure there were white supremacists in the building. January 6th, generally speaking, as far as I'm aware, has not been explicitly linked to, for example, Islamophobia. The last I checked, what January 6th was about was people who thought that the election was fraudulent and wanted to stop the certification of the election. I'm pretty sure if you're looking for, like, the proximate cause, it is that, like, ideologically. Pretty specific. Okay, and there's plenty to indict people for on that score with regard to rhetoric. But you can't just stop there. Instead, it's all things. It's all the things. Because this is what Democrats do. You see, all of their opponents are the worst people in the world. It is not just that the people who invaded the Capitol building are bad people or did a bad thing. It is that everybody who's associated with a political cause that Nancy Pelosi doesn't like is in league with those people. And you can see Democrats do this all the time. So, the most predictable move in American politics, really, was, and I predicted it openly on November 6th and on January 20th. I said, as soon as it becomes clear that there's another Republican in the Republican Party who may win the 2024 nomination, if Trump doesn't run, or even if Trump does run and he just doesn't have the scheme that he had in 2020, and many Republicans decide, you know, like the guy, but we want to move on. As soon as that happens, as soon as there appears to be any sort of heir apparent to the Republican nomination, that person will become worse than Hitler, i.e. worse than Trump. Right? Most predictable move in American public life, because it's happened every single time. Right? George W. Bush was, I mean, he is even worse than Ronald Reagan, just the worst. I mean, just absolutely the worst. Remember the good old days of, like, George H.W. Bush? George W. so much worse than his dad. And H.W. so much worse than Reagan. And Reagan so much worse than Nixon. And then Donald Trump is so much worse than Bush in every way. He's worse than everyone. And now Donald Trump, literally Hitler, it turns out that Ron DeSantis is even worse than Donald Trump. And there are people who are skeptical of this. They're like, no, the left won't do this. I mean, they hate Donald Trump so much. Probably. And here's the thing. Donald Trump used to make the point repeatedly, still does on occasion, that it's not that the left hates Donald Trump, hate you because you like Trump, right? No, it's that they hate Trump because Trump likes you, okay? They hate Trump because they hate you. And you can replace Trump with another figure, and they will hate you just as much. Right? All they will do is they will start downplaying Trump in order to play up the idea that whoever succeeds inside the Republican Party is worse than Trump. They even did this in 2016, frankly. There were a bunch of people like Jonathan Chait who were like, oh, well, you know, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz are way worse than Trump. Like, okay, guys. Be careful what you wish for. So now you have Samantha Bee, who, honest to God, there was a running gun battle for, like, least funny comedian for a long time. And it's still going, right? Stephen Colbert is just not funny anymore. He hasn't been funny for years. He basically just exists as a Democratic prop. And you have Jimmy Kimmel, who, again, used to be funny and is not anymore. You got Trevor Noah out there. But I think the person who easily takes the cake is Samantha Bee, who's not even trying at this point. There's a phenomenon in the comedy world that is now known as clapter, where instead of people laughing at your supposed jokes, they just clap. Because they agree with you, which normally we would just call like a political speech. How Samantha Bee's writers get paid to write for her is beyond me. I don't understand. There are certain things in life I just don't understand. How Samantha Bee is a fully employed human, and people find her entertaining, apparently, like a very small subset of the population, is beyond me. So she did an entire hit on Ron DeSantis. And of course, the premise of the hit was, wait for it, worse than Trump. That wasn't the most predictable move ever, because, again, it's not about Trump. It's about you. They hate you. You like DeSantis. Therefore, DeSantis is bad. They hate you. If you like a company like Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A is bad. They hate you. It was never about Trump. It's not about DeSantis. It's about you. Samantha Bee disdains you. And if you like Ron DeSantis and you think he's a good governor, which, by the way, he's an excellent governor. He's the best governor in the country. If you like Ron DeSantis and how he's handled Florida, it's because you are a bad person. Because Ron DeSantis is Hitler. He's even worse than Trump, according to Samantha Bee.
DeSantis was also one of the first governors to attempt removing critical race theory from his state's education system. And last month, he signed a restrictive voting rights law that racially discriminates against Black and Latino voters. Of course, DeSantis is doing whatever he can to pass racist laws. He's racist. He's accepted money from a rich tapestry of racists, refused to return their donations. And after President Biden dared to talk about systemic racism, DeSantis couldn't wait to share his own nuanced opinion.
This proposition that we are a systemically racist country. Your reaction?
Well, it's a bunch of horse manure.
Ron DeSantis is so racist, he refers to separating his white laundry from his colors as segregation.
Okay, that's the joke. Well, what? No? I mean, somebody got paid to write that joke. Well, understand that she's provided no evidence that Ron DeSantis is actually racist. If you actually parse what she is saying there, at no point does she actually provide any hard evidence. These are just a bunch of scurrilous slurs. But that's not the point. The point is really not about DeSantis. The point is about you. Nancy Pelosi, the rest of the Democratic Party, they think that you're a bad person. They think that you're a bad person, and whoever you support becomes even worse than the person that you supported before, because your party is moving in only one direction. So here's my question to the quote-unquote moderates in the Republican Party who want to cut bipartisan deals with these folks. Why? Why not just let them own it? Just let them own it. Like, really, try to paint Ron DeSantis as quote-unquote worse than Trump and see how that works out for you. Keep calling every Republican and every American who opposes critical race theory racist. See how that works out for you. It's a bold move, Cotton, and I very much look forward to seeing Democrats reap the whirlwind so long as Republicans stand out of the way and let them do it. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Search teams continue moving through the rubble of that condo in Florida. Correspondent Terry Spencer says the current number of missing people is really just a guess.
There's 159 people who could have been in the building who they can't find. It doesn't mean that there are actually 159 people dead in the debris. It could be, but it could also mean that somebody is just out of pocket and can't be reached. But that's the best number they have right now. But they've been telling us that these numbers are just mostly estimates.
Thus far, there are 4 confirmed deaths. Dozens, though, have been accounted for. In the meantime, President Biden says he has been in contact with officials in Florida and assures them they will receive the assistance they so badly need. Also at townhall.com, former Vice President Mike Pence defending his role in certifying the results of the 2020 election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Pence said he was proud of his decision on January 6th to reconvene the Congress after the Capitol riot and fulfill his constitutional duty. Speaking at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, he declared there's almost no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president. Pence warned that if we lose faith in the Constitution, we won't just lose elections, we'll lose our country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
All eyes were on Minnesota earlier in the day. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has now been sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison, that for the murder of George Floyd a little more than 1 year ago. With good behavior, he could be paroled after serving two-thirds of the sentence, or about 15 years. And at the same time, some members of the Floyd family say the sentence is not enough. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts, too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
U.S. health officials have granted emergency use for another drug to help hospitalize patients with the most dangerous form of COVID-19.
The FDA has authorized the drug Actemra from Roche for hospitalized patients who are already receiving steroid drugs, oxygen, and other measures to fight COVID-19. It's actually been approved for arthritis and several other diseases, but it will help inflammation, which is the driver of COVID-19. Studies have shown by adding this other treatment, there's a reduced risk of death and hospitalization time was cut. I'm Shelley Appler.
In Tokyo, Olympic Committee President Seiko Hashimoto says a no-spectator Olympics remains an option. Admission comes just days after he said up to 10,000 local fans might be allowed into certain venues. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A key driver of the U.S. economy stuck in neutral last month. Rich Thomason reports.
Consumer spending was essentially flat in May as incomes dropped for a second consecutive month, down 2%. The impact of the government's pandemic stimulus payments waned. Inflation, however, did not stand still. It posted a sizable 0.4% gain last month and is up 3.9% over the past year. That's well above the Federal Reserve's target for annual price increases. Rich Thomason reporting.
In New York, prosecutors now considering filing criminal charges against Donald Trump's company, stemming from a long-running investigation into the former president's business dealings. However, Trump Organization lawyer Ron Fischetti calls these charges absolutely outrageous. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hey, and welcome. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today at ExpressVPN.com/Ben. Well, all eyes turn to Minneapolis today. Derek Chauvin's sentence comes down today. It's going to fall somewhere between probably 20 and 40 years in prison for Derek Chauvin. There are still appeals that are out for Chauvin's case. As well, there should be. There is a juror who is on the jury who is going to George Floyd memorial rallies before the trial even began. Again, it was an absurdity on its face that a trial that had 3 weeks of evidence was decided inside of 10 hours with conviction on all counts, some of the counts being somewhat mutually exclusive. In any case, putting aside the sort of reasonable doubt of the verdict, the more fascinating thing about the Derek Chauvin case generally is the attempt to paint it as indicative of deeper American racism. There is still no evidence at all, like at all, that Derek Chauvin was doing anything racist. Right? The evidence of that was not even presented in court. That allegation was not even made. And yet this has become the image of America 2021 as a racist, indelibly racist nation, stamped from the beginning, as Ibram X. Kendi would suggest. And that image is reinforced by the fact that we have now actually put up monuments to George Floyd in different places around the United States. Now, this is a weird thing to do. It is a strange thing to do. Typically, you don't do monuments to people who die in police custody after being arrested for a crime. That's typically not what you do. Like, if you're going to build a monument to a victim, then it's not just the experience of victimhood that plays in. It's also the broader message. And typically, there are monuments to victims in different countries, right, of Holocaust memorials, for example. But that is because you're talking about the systemic attempt to murder every Jew in Europe. The only reason that you'd build a memorial to George Floyd is because George Floyd is supposed to be a stand-in for the entire black community of America, and that's clearly not true, as indicated by the fact that the people who are being shipped on trains, for example, to gas chambers in Nazi Europe, in Nazi-occupied Europe, were like everyone, including small children. George Floyd, however, the experience that George Floyd underwent, which no human being should have undergone, that experience is not one that is common to the vast majority of black people. It is not even one that is common to the vast majority of black criminals who are arrested by the police. The number of black criminals who die unarmed at the hands of the police every year in shootings is under 20, and overall has to be under 50. So we're not talking about George Floyd being indicative of a broad national trend of deep-seated American racism. That's just not true. But here's the thing. Because we have decided that as a country, we bear blood guilt for everything, any problem with any individual situation in the country is attributed to the broader culture, every monument from now on will be a monument to a victim. That's really, I think, the future of the country. There will no longer be monuments to heroes, because here's the thing. If you declare that somebody has done something heroic, we immediately have to examine the dark side of their heroism. Why, as a culture, are we rewarding heroism? That suggests that there is something about our culture that is heroic and worth defending. But if we have a monument to Iwo Jima, for example, then we have to examine what exactly were those men fighting for and what happened to those men. One of them was Native American. Was he subject to discrimination? Did those men lead pure and clean lives? Because the America they were fighting for certainly wasn't pure and clean. It's why there's an attempt to deface monuments of American heroes like Abraham Lincoln and George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. Because the idea is that every hero has a dark side, because true heroism is about the defense of values, overcoming obstacles in defense of values. But we as a country have decided we no longer have any values worth defending. So that means that the only heroes are people who have overcome obstacles or who have been martyred for the cause of fighting the broad overarching power structures of the United States. So there will only be monuments to victims in the future. Now, last night we did a Backstage Live on DailyWire.com. One of the reasons you should subscribe is because you can ask questions on the Backstage Live. And we were talking about this very subject on Backstage, like heroism and valor and what we honor in the United States. And it is so much easier now to create memorials to victims rather than heroes. It's very difficult to create memorials for heroes now. And we were all sort of thinking, and I think this is right, that sometime in the future, the memorials of Martin Luther King will be torn down. That those memorials will be torn down, not only because of his very, very checkered history with regard to women, but because his very philosophy has now been rejected by the woke left. The woke left believes that Malcolm X's original rabidly anti-white iteration was correct, that black separatism was a better solution for black Americans than Martin Luther King-style reconciliation. And this is why every Martin Luther King Day, we see a bevy of thought pieces from the left suggesting that the true legacy of Martin Luther King was with his socialist economics rather than with what every school child learns about Martin Luther King Jr., which is that we are supposed to be judged by the contents of our character rather than the color of our skin. But it's not the I Have a Dream speech that's worthy of celebration about Martin Luther King. It's his socialist vision. Well, they're going to move from that to we just need to take down the monuments of Martin Luther King because he's a problematic figure. And his philosophy was problematic because it defended certain pre-existing values that he saw as present in the Declaration of Independence. Remember, Martin Luther King was following in a long tradition of black Americans who used America's founding documents as the promise that had been yet to be fulfilled. Frederick Douglass did the same thing. And Martin Luther King suggested the Declaration of Independence was a promissory note that had not yet been cashed. And he was correct about that. But to even acknowledge that America had a promissory note in the first place is to acknowledge that there were good principles lying at the heart of the United States. And that's something the left will no longer abide. So that means that all the monuments have to come down. Who could you build a monument to these days? Especially because, as we know, today's hero is tomorrow's villain. You see this in the culture sphere. You see how Ellen has turned from cultural hero because she was the first prominent out lesbian in mainstream media to sort of a villain these days. You see how this happened to Martina Navratilova on the basis of Martina Navratilova, probably the first prominent lesbian in sports, openly lesbian woman in sports, now is against the idea that men should compete against women and doesn't believe that transgender women are in fact the same as biological women. And now she's been cast out into the outer realm. The sort of dark knight line that everybody either dies a hero or lives long enough to become a villain. Not only is that true, it's actually even more true today than when Dark Knight was written. And I'm not even sure that the first half even applies. Nobody dies a hero. Right? The only heroes are the actual victims. Right? Those are the only people who are the heroes. And this is why you saw the bizarre spectacle of Nancy Pelosi declaring that George Floyd was some sort of martyr. Now, typically, if you're a martyr, right, if you're somebody who is martyred, you have to die for a cause. Right? Martyrs are fully conscious of their martyrdom. Right? Martyrs are people who make the deliberate decision that they are going to put their lives at risk on behalf of a higher value. That's not what happened with George Floyd. George Floyd was arrested because he was engaged in counterfeiting, high as a kite, resisted arrest, ended up on the ground after being asked to sit in the car, forced his way out of the car, asked to be put on the ground, declared that he couldn't breathe before he was even on the ground, and then died in police custody. Right? That is not martyrdom. The only way that becomes martyrdom is if you twist it into martyrdom, because anyone who dies under an officer's knee becomes a martyr because the police are bad. I don't know how you can philosophically make the argument that building a monument to George Floyd is not an attempt to castigate the police more broadly, which sort of leads to this bizarre spectacle. Yesterday, the New York Times had a piece that was titled, "Why the Police Are Leaving." And the answer is because of you. Because of you idiots. That's why. We'll get to that in just 1 second. First, let us talk about the mattress upon which you sleep. I'm pretty unique. I'm a one-of-a-kind dude. That's why I sleep on a mattress designed specifically for me, and you can too. Helix Sleep built a quiz. It takes 2 minutes to complete. They use the answers to match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. If you like a mattress that's really soft or firm, if you sleep on your side or your back or your stomach, if you sleep really hot with Helix, there's a specific mattress for each and everybody's unique taste. like me. Just go to helixsleep.com/Shapiro. They will match you to a mattress that'll give you the best sleep of your life. I sleep on a Helix mattress, but you don't need to take my word for it. Helix was rated the best mattress of 2019 by both GQ and Wired magazine. Everything is made right here in America. They've got a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. If you try Helix and you don't like it, they'll pick it up right for you, no problem. Right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off their mattress orders. Get up to $200 off at helixsleep.com/Shapiro. I got home very late last night. My kids woke me up very early this morning, but I have enough energy to do this show because I have a Helix Sleep mattress. Get yourself one today. helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Again, that's helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Go check it out right now. Okay, so the New York Times is, it's amazing how they just refuse to acknowledge their own role in this. When you turn George Floyd into a martyr rather than just a victim, when you suggest that George Floyd is a hero rather than just a victim, what you're really saying is that the entire system of American policing is corrupt top to bottom. And the predictable result of this is fewer police doing their jobs. The New York Times has a piece yesterday titled, Why Police Have Been Quitting in Droves in the Last Year. I'm pretty sure I know the answer. Neil McFarquhar writes, as protests surged across the country last year over the death of George Floyd at the hands of a Minneapolis police officer, Officer Lindsay Rose in Asheville, North Carolina, found her world capsized. Various friends and relatives had stopped speaking to her because she was a cop. During a protest in June around police headquarters, a demonstrator lobbed an explosive charge that set her pants on fire and scorched her legs. She said she was spit on. She was belittled. Members of the city's gay community, an inclusive clan that had welcomed her in when she first settled in Asheville, stood near her at one event and chanted, "All gay cops are traitors." By September, still deeply demoralized despite taking several months off to recuperate, Officer Rose decided she was done. She quit the police department and posted a sometimes bitter, sometimes nostalgic essay online that attracted thousands of readers throughout the city and beyond. She wrote, "I'm walking away to exhale and inhale. I'm leaving because I don't have any more left in me right now. I'm drowning in this politically charged atmosphere of hate and destruction." Officer Rose was hardly alone. Thousands of police officers nationwide have headed for the exits in the past year. A survey of almost 200 police departments indicated that that retirements were up 45% and resignations rose by 18%. In the year April 2020 to April 2021, by the way, this does not include the number of people who have requested desk duty. A huge number of the cops that I know have said, if I can get desk duty, I'm taking it. If not, I'm going to take early retirement. So there are just fewer cops on the streets. New York City saw 2,600 officers retire in 2020, compared with 1,500 the year before. Resignations in Seattle increased to 123 from 34. Retirements to 96 from 43. Minneapolis, which had 912 uniformed officers in May 2019, is now down to 699. At the same time, many cities are contending with a rise in shootings and homicides. I wonder if those two things might be related. Asheville was among the hardest hit proportionately. They lost upward of 80 officers, more than one-third of their force. The reason has partly to do with Asheville itself, a big blue dot amid a sea of red voters in western North Carolina. Residents often refer to the city, a tourist mecca of 90,000 people tucked into the picturesque Blue Ridge Mountains, as the South's version of Austin, Texas, or Portland, Oregon. Protests are quite commonplace. In June, the city council agreed to earmark an initial $2.1 million to pay reparations to the black community of more than 10,000 residents. The police already had come under criticism in recent years, churning through a half dozen sheets in the past decade amid widespread complaints about overly harsh policing, often cited as a case in 2019 when an officer pled guilty to assaulting a black man after an argument over jaywalking at night with few cars on the road. The past year's racial justice protests brought these long simmering tensions swiftly back to the surface. A sense the city itself didn't back its police. It was a key reason for the departures, according to officers. Officers felt they should have been praised rather than pilloried after struggling to contain chaotic protests. Low pay deepened the frustration. With a starting salary around $37,000, few officers can afford houses in Asheville, where housing prices have sharply increased in recent years. Officers who left said they endured a barrage of good riddance taunts on social media. One sergeant who quit after a decade on the force said last summer had chipped away at his professional pride and personal health. He could not sleep and drank too much. In September, somebody dropped a coffin laden with dirt and manure at the front door of police headquarters. Of the more than 80 officers who left, about half found different professions and the other half different departments, said Chief Zach. New careers included construction, real estate, and pharmaceutical sales. Some officers decided that Asheville was the problem. Alec Doman, 30, a former Marine infantryman, could not afford a house in the city, and the rage directed at officers during the protests shocked his wife. So he took a police job in Greenville and bought a house in South Carolina. It's day and night, he said. I can't tell you how many times I'll be in uniform and someone comes up and shakes my hand, thanking me for what I do. I wonder why this has happened. I wonder why. Well, maybe because the reason that we have decided to turn people like George Floyd into national icons rather than simply declaring that police misconduct is forbidden is because we all understand the broader argument. The broader argument is that the cops writ large are bad, and the predictable result of the cops writ large are bad is fewer cops. We all know this. There's a certain irony to the New York Times asking why police have been quitting in droves in the last year, when the answer is the New York Times. That is the answer. Alrighty, coming up, we'll get into some particularly egregious examples of a media bias. I have some doozies for you today. First, let us talk about the fact that we talked about our Helix sleep mattress here. Okay, let me talk about something else that Helix makes, something unbelievably good. I am talking about couches. Can they make premium, customizable sofas through a company called Allform? What makes an Allform sofa really cool? Well, for starters, it's the easiest way you can customize a sofa using premium materials at a fraction of the cost of traditional stores. You can pick your fabric. It is spill, stain, scratch resistant. That means it's perfect if you have kids or pets. The sofa color, the color of the legs, sofa size and shape, you make sure it's perfect for you and your home. They've got armchairs and love seats all the way up to an 8-seat sectional, so there's something for everyone. You can always start small and buy more seats later on if you want your Allform sofa to grow and change with you when you move. Allform sofas are also delivered directly to your door. In the past, if you wanted to order a sofa, you'd need to hire someone to come and assemble it in your home or break your back trying to put it together yourself. Allform has a simple, quick assembly, no tools needed. I have an Allform sofa. It is awesome. Okay, it fits perfectly in the room because it's modular. It's really durable, so my kids can basically do what they want to it, and it lasts. It is fantastic. It's so good that I got one for my mom. If getting a sofa without trying it in store sounds a bit risky, don't worry. You got 100 days to decide if you want to keep it. That's more than 3 months, and if you don't love it, they'll pick it up for free and give you a refund, and they have a forever warranty. By the way, you're not going to have to use any of this stuff because the sofa's just great. To find your perfect sofa, check out allform.com/Ben. Allform is offering 20% off all our orders for our listeners at allform.com/Ben. That is allform.com/Ben. Already coming up, particularly egregious examples of media bias. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you a homeowner and do you have a VA mortgage? Then think about a VA Streamline refinance from Guaranteed Rate. It's just for VA loans and it lowers your mortgage rate so you save money on mortgage payments. Maybe a lot of money. And it's so easy to qualify. You don't need pay stubs, a W-2 or bank statements. You don't need a home appraisal. And Guaranteed Rate will waive any lender's fees. That alone could save you almost $2,000. Mortgage interest rates are extremely low right now. So call today and you could lock in a great deal. Do you have a VA mortgage? Call 888-809-6007. 888-809-6007. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 2611. Not all borrowers will be approved. Restrictions apply. Guaranteed Rate Inc. has no affiliation with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, or any other government agency. Guaranteed Rate is proud to be a partner of the USO. Call 888-809-6007.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the media are just obviously propaganda outlets on behalf of Democrats at this point. I mean, that's all they are. And they prove it every single day. It's incredible. It really is. At a certain point, if you wish to regain your credibility, wouldn't you just stop with this? Like, I'm very open about my own biases. I have a rooting interest. I am not fully objective. I try to separate myself from the narrative enough so that I can give you the facts and then my commentary on the facts. But I'm pretty clear about where I come from. Members of the media don't do this. And so that just makes them liars. I'll never forget that in 2012 at the RNC, I saw Sam Donaldson there, and his eyebrows are even more magnificent than my own. So this, of course, meant that I had to ask him a question. And so I went over to Sam Donaldson, who at the time was doing an ABC News show. It was like a commentary show, a very left-wing commentary show. And I asked Sam Donaldson, why is it, do you have the same political views now that you did back in the 80s? And he said, yes. And I said, well, then weren't you biased in the 80s? Like, why are you allowed to speak your opinion now, but you weren't in the 80s? And why didn't you just make clear this is what you thought? He said, are you saying you're better than I am? I said, well, I mean, yeah, that is kind of what I'm saying. Yes, I'm more honest than you. I'm being clear about where I come from. In any case, members of the media will not be. This is how you end up with Nicole Wallace on MSNBC, objective news reporter Nicole Wallace, talking with Jen Psaki and just giving her a tongue bath.
How do you feel like it's going? And, you know, you get such high marks from the vast majority of the people in that room. You spar a little bit with some of the president's detractors, but I'm sure privately even they give you grudging respect. How do you feel like it's going? Jen, I used to have some heated debates with reporters, and they would yell at me, and I would say, when I walk back through those doors, I am the only one that cares if you get a call back today. So stand your ground is my only advice.
There you go. You're doing amazing. Stand your ground. Unbelievable. That is an objective news reporter, Nicole Wallace. Or maybe you'd like some Brian Stelter. I mean, I don't know why you would, but maybe you would. So here's Brian Stelter, and he was speaking about his book, Hoax, which is all about the Trump administration, et cetera. Worthy of note, it sold, I think, 1,400 copies in its first week. So it did not make the Times list. 1,400 copies is like Brian Stelter's immediate circle of friends and family who bought the book, apparently. He's on with Jonathan Capehart. And he talks about how we need a balanced media. Listen to his description of what constitutes a balanced media.
At the end of the day, we all need to eat a healthy, balanced media diet. That's why I pay for the Washington Post and the LA Times, right? I want to hear the California perspective. I also want to know what's happening in Washington. And I love the way the Post is expanding globally to cover the whole world. I need all of that in my media diet.
We need a balanced media diet that ranges from the Trotsky left all the way over to the Stalin left. Okay, let me just point out to Brian Stelter that the LA Times and Washington Post agree on everything. They are all on the far left. At least, like, I need to know what's happening from the California point of view and the Washington, D.C. point of view. Oh, you mean the two deepest blue areas in America? This is like me saying that I have a healthy, balanced diet of the Daily Wire and also the Daily Caller. Like, doesn't sound so balanced. Just going to point that out. Like, on the show, by the way, I have recommended that people have a balanced diet, that people actually listen to different sources. I always say listen to my show and then listen to, wait for it, Pod Save America, right? I don't say go listen to the commentary podcast. To contrast, you should. It's a good podcast. But the notion that you are intaking a balanced diet by reading both the Washington Post and the LA Times, they don't even know they're in an echo chamber. They don't even know it. It's unreal. And this is how you end up with reporters, journalists, the journalism isn't getting anywhere, hot and sticky. Here's an NBC reporter asking Doug Emhoff, the second gentleman, asking him, you know, why are people so mean to your wife? Like, why?
As the first woman, black, South Asian vice president, do you think that your wife is treated differently because she's a woman and a woman of color?
Probably, but so what? I mean, she has faced challenges as a groundbreaker her whole career. I think she said at times, you know, there's when you're breaking barriers, there's breaking involved, and breaking means you might get cut sometimes. But
it's not his answer that matters. It's the question.
Because
people are angry at Kamala Harris because she's bad at her job, but I'm not going to ask about that. I'm going to ask just how racist and sexist are the people who oppose Kamala Harris. Do you think they're more racist or more sexist? Like, on balance, if you had to rank the racism and the sexism, how would you actually, like, get to those percentages, Doug Emhoff? My goodness. Just declare that you work for the Democratic Party, and hey, maybe you'll pick up an extra check from time to time. Alrighty, coming up, we're going to be speaking with Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Reedings Bar is a California Historical Landmark number 32 and was the first gold discovery site in Shasta County. It is located on the bar at the mouth of the Clear Creek Canyon, the entrance to Horsetown Clear Creek Preserve on Clear Creek Road. The discovery was made in 1848 by Pearson B. Reading and worked by him, his employees, and his Indian laborers. This discovery triggered the gold rush into Northern California. The original bar was either washed or dredged away and another is formed in its place. The current bar is easily visible to visitors and has lots of bushes on it. When you go there, park your car in the Horsetown Clear Creek Preserve parking lot. Walk to the middle of the nearby bridge and look on the downstream side of the creek. The sandbar is right in front of you. This moment in history was brought to you by KCNR and Shasta County historian Dottie Smith. For more stories like this or exciting books by Dottie, find Dottie Smith on Amazon Books or go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, there are new details that are coming out about when COVID actually began. Did it begin a lot earlier than the Chinese said it began? Where did it begin? Did it begin in the lab, or was it really just somebody eating a bat? Joining us on the line to discuss is Senator Roger Marshall. He's a doctor. He represents Kansas in the United States Senate in January 2020. And Congressman Marshall was the first member of Congress to sound the alarm on the House floor about the spread of COVID-19. Later, he would go on to serve on the front lines as a volunteer. Treating patients has since spoken out numerous times about the need to hold people responsible who suppressed COVID-19 origins. Dr. Marshall, Senator Marshall, thanks so much for joining the show. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, Ben, it's great to be on with you.
So, Senator, let's discuss some of the sort of breaking stories about the origins of COVID. So we have learned in the past several months, of course, that the Wuhan lab seems to be more and more plausibly the origin of the lab leak and of COVID itself. There's more and more evidence that is emerging to support that contention. And now it seems like there is evidence to support the notion that COVID was even moving around at the World Military Games in 2019.
That's right, Ben. We have to keep backing up this timeline for the origin of COVID, but now we have good evidence to suggest this virus was actually in Wuhan, China, October 2019, when thousands of soldiers from hundreds of countries gathered in Wuhan, China for a military games. Mysteriously, a couple weeks after the games, a lot of our soldiers got sick, and now retrospectively, it certainly looks like COVID-19 type of symptoms. This may have been the first super spreader event. And just one more piece of the puzzle, when we talked to some of those soldiers, they described Wuhan as a ghost town, a city of 11 million people, and it's a ghost town. How come? Why? You know, to me, it's pretty obvious the Chinese were covering this up at least back to October in 2019. And you fast forward to January of 2020, and China and the World Health Organization are still saying there was no person-to-person transmission. This is just inconceivable what's happened here.
Yeah, Senator Marshall, the unwillingness of the media to dig any deeper into this, or the Biden administration, they keep saying over and over that the WHO is going to run this investigation. The WHO was saying in late January there was no human-to-human transmission of COVID, which is patently crazy. And then people were being removed from YouTube for doubting the word of the WHO. There are really two separate issues to discuss here. One is, how did COVID get created? How did it escape? And the second is the cover-up. And the second is absolutely uncontroversial. There is no question whatsoever, no matter how you slice it, the Chinese government participated in a cover-up that led to the deaths directly of millions of human beings.
You know, that's right, Ben. And this is exactly what prompted me to go to the House floor in late January, is the World Health Organization was saying there was no person-to-person transmission, but yet it was in three countries. So either there was a huge food poisoning event there at this meat market, or it had to be transferred person-to-person. And then I reached out to the Doc Caucus, my friends who had been there in Congress a lot longer, and I said, tell me about the World Health Organization. And they laughed at me. You know, this is a 7 o'clock in the morning breakfast we have every week. And they said, look, that's the most corrupt organization in the world right now. It's bought and paid for by China. That China basically ramrodded this Dr. Tedros to be the head of it. So he's in cahoots with them. Chinese using their typical propaganda and their techniques of going into a country, quote, loaning them money. But now you're our indentured servant forever. And they got Tedros to be their boy on the World Health Organization.
Senator Roger Marshall represents Kansas in the U.S. Senate, of course, is a doctor. So, Senator Marshall, what should be the ramifications of all this? Because it's pretty clear at this point that we're not going to come up with any sort of definitive answers because China's just not going to allow it. In fact, when Australia has suggested that China allow some sort of investigation, China started to sanction Australia. So given the fact that there's never going to be any definitive answer, it seems like the reaction from much of the mainstream media and the Democratic Party as well, since we cannot do that which we have sought to do, you know, get a definitive answer, we're just going to pretend that the question no longer exists and that there will be no consequences for China. So in other words, China is rewarded for the cover-up.
Well, Ben, the onus is upon China to disprove my theories that I believe most likely that this virus leaked from their lab and was created in their lab. But I'm still holding out hope that there's evidence in a cloud server somewhere that can prove this theory of mine. And that's kind of the next step. I'm not sure which cloud it's in, but I think there's data there that we need to have access to. I think that there's still a few witnesses, a few scientists out there that can give us more information. And whether that's Dr. Fauci or Dr. Daszak or some of these folks that were funding the research in this viral gain of function under oath, we need to get those people in front of Congress and get to the bottom of this. So I'm not giving up yet on proving the theory that this virus was started to be manufactured in the United States, that we taught China how to take the SARS virus and add a protein spike that made it more infectious to stick to human lung cells like glue. And then Dr. Xi and the military in China took it to the next level when they took that protein spike and made it even more infectious.
So, Senator Marshall, let's talk about Dr. Fauci and Dr. Daszak and the what appears to be a general unwillingness to discuss the United States' involvement in gain-of-function research in Wuhan. It's pretty obvious at this point that the United States was, through a cutout effectively, funding the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. And Dr. Fauci apparently fibbed about that in front of Congress, in front of Senator Paul, who pointed out that the United States had been sending funding to EcoHealth Alliance, which then had turned around and been sending funding to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Dr. Fauci said, well, they promised they wouldn't do gain-of-function research, but then admitted that, you know, basically we had to take their word for it. Now, what are the questions that you'd like to ask Dr. Fauci and Dr. Daszak? Because Dr. Daszak, of course, was then one of the people who was really pushing very hard, and there's correspondence demonstrating this, pushing very hard for everybody to deny even the possibility that gain-of-function research in China was responsible for this thing.
So at a minimum, Dr. Fauci misrepresented the facts. I mean, there is literature out there that would show Dr. Daszak bragging about this viral gain of function and how easy it was. And we can send those links to you for your listeners. But he's actually bragging about it. And then you go back and look at the applications for the research project. Dr. Xi, the bat lady who worked with Dr. Daszak and worked with the North Carolina lab, that basically they outlined, how do we take a coronavirus and the SARS virus we already have, and how do we make it even meaner and more infective? That was the whole purpose of her research. And this was research that was funded by Dr. Fauci approved NIH grants. And of course, Daszak is in between this. And they're all in the same boat, right? So I think the evidence is very clear. So we need to get them side by side at the same hearing, at a real investigative hearing, and get all the stories out there. And then I think we can dive a little bit deeper and get to the bottom of this.
We'll get to more on this in a second with Senator Marshall. But first, there are 1,000 reasons why protecting your home matters to you. There are at least 3 reasons why it matters to me, and they all have names. They're small people, and they run around my home. And when I'm not home, I want to make sure I know what they are doing. And even when I am home, sometimes you kind of lose a kid. Does this ever happen to you? Like, you're looking around for your little kid, like, where did they go? Well, Ring allows me to immediately bring up my phone and know exactly where they are at all times. To get Ring Alarm for yourself, go to ring.com/Ben. It is the perfect way to start your Ring experience. The thing I enjoy most, besides Ring being a powerful asset for my home, Ring is also an affordable whole home security system you can easily install yourself. And it's never been more important to see who's there or what's happening anytime around your house, inside or outside. I can see it all in one simple app. That's right, with Ring, my family and I can keep an eye on our home no matter where we are right from our phone. It's great to know you'll never miss a visitor with Ring's hassle-free, easy-to-install indoor and outdoor cams, and know when those packages are delivered. Start protecting your home with Ring Alarm today. Go to ring.com/Ben, get your Ring Alarm security kit today. You can build the system that's right for your home, have it up and running in just minutes. That's ring.com/Ben. Again, ring.com/Ben. So, Senator Marshall, regardless of where these investigations go, there must be some sort of ramifications for China. China is a nefarious actor on the world stage. They've been pouring money into their military at extraordinary rates. They're making aggressive moves in the South China Sea. They're openly threatening Taiwan. They've, as you've mentioned, been building their Belt and Road program, which has in many respects been a failure, but in other respects has allowed them to foster connections, particularly with countries in Africa and South America as well. They're an aggressive power. Xi Jinping has been dramatically increasing control over the state by the centralized Chinese Communist Party. They recently subjected the Free State of Hong Kong to complete subjugation and tyranny, and the rest of the world apparently did nothing. So what exactly should the United States be looking at doing to China at this point in order to fight them, especially because, as it turns out, you know, there was a theory, and the theory was that as China opened its markets, this would inevitably open up their political system. As it turns out, they were perfectly willing to take the gains from an open market, cheat in terms of intellectual property, subsidize particular industries to the detriment of American industries, and then use all of that increased prosperity in order to re-entrench themselves in power. What should the United States be aiming to do at this point with China?
Well, Ben, first of all, you're much more articulate than I am, but you understated the problem here. The challenge with China is exponentially worse than what you just stated. When I came to Congress 4 years ago, I underestimated the situation as well. They steal $500 billion in intellectual property from us every year. 90% of the counterfeits that come into this country are made in China. 90% of the fentanyl that comes into this country is made in China. Americans need to understand the culture of China is not American. You cannot guilt them into anything. You have to shame them. We need to shame them for making this virus. We need to shame them from letting it leak it out of the lab. We need to shame them that they couldn't contain it, that they covered it up. We need to shame them. They can't even make a vaccine for it. So I think we have to, first of all, understand them and realize that their culture is so different. They truly want to own the world. Russia wants to rule the world. China wants to own the world, and they'll do anything. They don't believe in law and order. They don't believe in business law for sure. And just their ethics are so different than ours. So we have to number one is attack them culturally. And number two is we have to surround them, Ben. I don't know if you ever played Chinese checkers, but they hate to be surrounded. So this is why it's important on a world stage that we need other nations to join us. And that's why the Quad is so important. You know, the Quad of India, Australia, and Japan, they seem to be the only countries really willing to step up and work with us on this situation. I'm sure Israel will help us, but they've got their hands full as well. So we need to hold them accountable. It starts with the trade agreements that Bob Lighthizer negotiated. And we need to enforce those trade agreements. We need to tell them no more fentanyl, no more counterfeits. We got to hit them in their pocketbook and bring supply chains home. Let's be proactive here. And we're making efforts now. We're making efforts to bring those supply chains back here. Those are just the first steps.
Now, Senator Marshall, should we be pursuing far greater sanctions than we have been on Chinese-linked firms and Chinese government-subsidized firms? Because, again, there seems to be this opinion that opening up China in terms of markets would actually make China more vulnerable. It seems to have made the West a lot more vulnerable because so many of our companies are now dependent, as you mentioned, on these Chinese supply chains. And you can't just leave, a lot of conservatives spend a lot of time ripping on Apple for manufacturing iPhones in China. Well, the reason that Apple manufactures iPhones in China is because it's a lot cheaper and because they have the rare earth minerals to manufacture those iPhones in China. And consumers in the United States demand those iPhones at a particular price, which means the minute that Apple voluntarily withdraws from its supply chains in China, presumably Android comes in, manufactures its phones in China, and then undercuts the price. In other words, unless there is some sort of collectively imposed sanction on China, companies are simply not going to undercut their own ability to actually do business, which means that there does have to be some sort of broad Western agreement to isolate China economically.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right, Ben. I think it's always a combination of efforts here. Certainly, we're rewarding China for using dirty energy, for using child labor, all those things that I'm sure you pointed out to your listeners. So we need to stop rewarding them for doing that. That's one of the reasons that they can do things cheaper is they use cheap, dirty energy, and they use slave labor. So one of my thoughts here is, trying to kill two birds with one stone is trying to bring more of these manufacturing, being proactive here. Let's bring these manufacturing jobs back to America. And those are my efforts. Well, we've been working with the Taiwan ambassador. I think that you're going to see in the very near future more and more of the semiconductors moving back to this country. Even in Wichita, Kansas last week, I was visiting a place that typically made aerospace equipment that machined aluminum into aerospace parts. And now they're machining it into parts for semiconductors and satellites. I think there's opportunities to help Central America and bring some of those jobs that they lost when China came into the World Trade Organization. You know, using trade and not aid, that's an old term. So that's kind of my two-pronged attack here is we need to think of North America as an economic hub and bring those jobs back here. So let's be proactive. Certainly, I think if we're enforcing the trade agreement rules that President Trump designed, it'll accomplish some of the things that you're talking about. I think we've got the structure there to put more sanctions on them.
We're speaking with Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas. So, Senator Marshall, just a few weeks ago, there was a bill that was passed with a few Republican supporters that was supposedly designed to compete with China. The Senate passed a $250 billion, basically, pork package that was designed to supposedly accelerate American innovation, research, and technology, ignoring the fact that most innovation, research, and technology takes place in the private sphere. You voted against that bill. Maybe you can explain why it is that the Democratic Party is pushing forward more pork bills and regulations of American companies in order to compete with China.
Well, Ben, if you could see me right now, my head's exploding. So I like the concept of trying to bring the semiconductor industry back to the United States. That's where this bill started at, $35, $50 billion. And when it's all said and done, I think it's $300 billions of pork. So, it was Senator John Kennedy said that when you saw Speaker or Leader Schumer up there dressed like Batman handing out gifts. You better be careful. So that's what Schumer was doing, to say, what will your vote cost to support this? So we took a good concept and we ruined it. What I'm in favor of is empowering American innovation and American business. And again, I'm going back to my story of being in Wichita, Kansas, the aerospace capital world, where we've been building most of the world's planes since like the 1930s and 40s, and seeing us transfer over some of those machines we already have, the greatest labor supply in the world for this type of machining, and starting to make these semiconductors ourselves. So I understand it's really expensive to jump into this type of business. Taiwan has kicked our butt for 20, 30 years on this. They've made huge investments. And now with Taiwan being threatened, I think there's very much a national security reason to bring those jobs here. So I'm just as frustrated that we took a great idea. And who was it? Ronald Reagan said, we're from the government and we're here to help you. My goodness, run like the wind.
That is Senator Roger Marshall. Really appreciate your leadership on this particular issue, sir. And thanks so much for your time.
You bet, Ben. It's great to be with you. Good luck.
All righty. Coming up, we're going to be talking about Brandeis, which is now banning particular words like trigger warnings. You're not allowed to say trigger warning anymore because it might trigger somebody. Yes, this is how far we have come as a society. This solid, solid stuff. First, let us talk about your internet privacy and security. So we all take little risks every day when we go online, whether we think about it or not. We think our connection probably won't be interrupted by hackers or our data probably won't be used against us. But using the internet without ExpressVPN, it's like driving without car insurance. Why would anyone take that risk? It doesn't make any sense. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, cafes, hotels, airports, any hacker on the same network can gain access to your personal data, whether it's your passwords, financial details, or anything else. And that data is really valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN acts as online insurance. It creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so hackers cannot steal your personal data. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN, it's simple to use on all your devices. You fire up the app, you click a button, now you are protected. It's that easy. Secure your online data today. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben. That's expressvpn.com/Ben. You can get an extra 3 months for free. expressvpn.com/Ben to learn more. Alrighty, coming up, we're going to get into Brandeis University. They've decided certain words must be banned because they are just too offensive. You're not going to believe this list. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation.
Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick.
from client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Science is not an opinion. People come before pipelines. It's not too late to act on climate. At Earth Justice, we hold these beliefs to be self-evident. We're a national legal nonprofit fighting for your right to a healthy environment. Our 150-plus lawyers represent clients free of charge because now, more than ever, the Earth needs a good lawyer. If you believe what we believe, go to earthjustice.org today.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Brandeis University is like one of the wokest colleges in America. I know because I have relatives who used to be staff over there. It is a place of wokeness and wild leftism and radicalism. Okay, so now students and faculty are being urged by the school's website for Prevention, Advocacy, and Resource Center to stop using particular terms. For example, don't say rule of thumb or picnic or trigger warning. It's called an oppressive language list. It was recently developed as part of the center's response to anti-blackness program. It's always growing based on suggestions from the community, which is always great. It's newspeak. It's constantly changing and morphing. It's quite beautiful. According to the center, as a community, we can strive to remove language that may hurt those who have experienced violence from our everyday use. Now, first of all, it is not violence to say rule of thumb. There's never been a human who's been like, you said rule of thumb. Ow! Okay, see, violence is a thing you do to someone physically. When you say a word that is not, in fact, violence, even if it's a very bad word, and rule of thumb isn't even a bad word. And by the way, the lie that rule of thumb is somehow based on some, like, old British tradition where it was okay to beat a woman with a stick based on the rule of, based on the thickness of the stick, it's not true. Christina Hoff Sommers has completely debunked this. It is just not a, it's not a true statement. The rule of thumb was about using your thumb to measure things as, like, a carpenter. In any case, yeah, the realities have nothing to do with what people are interested in pushing. Rule of thumb should be replaced with general rule because the former quote allegedly comes from an old British law allowing men to beat their wives with sticks no wider than their thumb. Again, no one can find an like this doesn't exist. That's not real. Okay, the word trigger warning, you're not supposed to use it. So I don't know how I'm supposed to give somebody a trigger warning that they might be microaggressed because now I can't use the word trigger warning because it includes the word trigger and trigger may be triggering. Just as warning may be warning. So it's all very upsetting. Can I say that? So trigger warning is bad now because trigger has connections to guns for many people. Also, there are other terms like picnic. Picnic is bad. I don't know why picnic is bad. I will be honest with you. I'm very confused as to why the term picnic has now been deemed somehow terrible. Apparently, it has something to do with black people being discriminated against at picnics, something like that. They say, quote, the term picnic is often associated with lynchings of black people in the United States during which white spectators were said to have watched while eating, referring to them as picnics or other terms involving racial slurs against black people. What? So, you know, there was talk during, like, for example, the American Civil War of people going out to eat on hilltops at, like, the first Battle of Bull Run and having, like, picnics and watching the battle go on. People have been picnicking for, like, many, 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 many decades. I would say that when I take my kids on a picnic, the first thing that does not occur to me is the lynching of black people, because that's stupid. But apparently, you're not supposed to do that either. Also, long time no see is bad, and no can do is also bad, because apparently this is supposed to be some sort of cultural appropriation from Asian dialect. Also, don't say you guys. You guys is oppressive. Y'all is not. So I guess that takes out half of my appeals. I say you guys all the time. So that's bad. Well, just when you think things cannot get stupider, they indeed get even stupider. So we'll be back here next week to recap all the latest stupidity over the weekend. I'm sure there will be plenty. In the meantime, have a wonderful weekend. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. White House responding to Republican senators who are very angry over President Biden's infrastructure ultimatum. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
After declaring a deal was reached with a bipartisan group of senators, the president later said he would not sign it unless a larger, separate bill of his priorities is passed. GOP senators are described as blindsided. But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says senators should not have been surprised by the two-track strategy.
That hasn't been a secret. He hasn't said it quietly. He hasn't even whispered it. He said it very much out loud.
Asked if the infrastructure agreement is already stuck in a pothole, Psaki said, absolutely not. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at townhall.com, there are 159 people still unaccounted for in the collapse of that condo in Florida. Four people have died. President Biden is promising Florida whatever federal assistance it may need.
I promise you, the administration, the Congress, are doing everything possible to be of assistance now and after this occurs, after they decide exactly what the state of play is.
Some of George Floyd's family members calling Derek Chauvin's 22-and-a-half-year sentence insufficient. Others say they're expressing optimism that it may help change America. Something unusual is going on in the Pacific Northwest, and that is sweltering heat. Folks up there maybe not quite used to that. Forecasters now say Sunday's high in Seattle could reach the century mark, and in Portland, Oregon by Sunday, a high of 108, and that would be an all-time record. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Consumer spending numbers.
Incomes dropped for a second straight month in May, falling by 2% after a 13% decline in April. The Commerce Department says consumer spending was flat last month, following gains of nearly 1% in April and 5% in March, when Americans received distribution payments of up to $1,400 a person. Meanwhile, inflation jumped 0.4% in May. It's up nearly 4% over the past 12 months. That's almost double the Federal Reserve's 2% target for annual price increases. Mike Hemp in Washington.
One of the nation's largest unions aiming to unionize Amazon workers, representatives from the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, voting this week to make organizing Amazon workers a priority. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. UK regulators are investigating Amazon and Google over concerns the online giants are not doing enough to stop fake reviews of both products and services on their platform.
The Competition and Markets Authority says it opened a formal investigation into whether the two companies broke UK consumer laws by failing to protect shoppers. The watchdog started looking into fake reviews on some big websites last year amid the pandemic-fueled boom in online shopping. Google and Amazon said they will work with UK regulators in their investigation.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Astronauts have finished unfurling a new pair of solar panels outside the International Space Station. It is the third spacewalk in just over a week for NASA's Shane Kimbrough and Francis Thomas Pasqua. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Hey, hey, and welcome. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today at expressvpn.com/Ben. Okay, so yesterday afternoon, Joe Biden came out and announced a deal had been reached on infrastructure. Yay! Okay, so first of all, let me just note, America's infrastructure is not in serious trouble. The notion that America's infrastructure is just awful and bad in every way, and it's just horrifying, it's not true. The vast majority of America's roads and bridges are pretty okay. And the vast majority of the ones that are really not doing well are ones that are in particular states, which means they really should be state costs, not federal costs. Like the notion that we have much worse infrastructure than anywhere else on earth, or that we really need to pour like $1 trillion minimum, $2 trillion into infrastructure is just not correct. But this has become sort of the go-to. Whenever you are a member of government and you just want to blow money into things, all you do is you just say infrastructure, because this is something people on a basic level understand, right? We all sort of understand that the government has a hand in building roads, for example, because the roads connect all sorts of different communities. And so you want the government to shoulder the cost of what is, in effect, a non-excludable, non-rivalrous good, right? We all sort of get that the roads are, at the very least, a public good, right? Something that government does. We understand that the government helping to foment the placing of broadband even is something that benefits a lot of Americans. Although if you just deregulate it, the truth is a lot of these companies can pay for it themselves. But we all sort of get the idea that the government should be involved to a certain extent in the infrastructure project, because public goods are typically, again, non-excludable, non-rivalrous goods in which private people sometimes can't agree. Okay, so does that mean that the federal government needs to spend hundreds of billions of dollars right now on this stuff in the middle of a giant inflationary spiral in which we have a shortage of materials and a shortage of labor? Of course not. Of course not. But this has become Joe Biden's big bipartisan push, because he figures that if he can get Republicans on board for infrastructure, then he can pretend that he is a bipartisan president when, in fact, he's an extremely partisan president. Now, they already passed fairly recently a bipartisan bill that was supposed to send a bunch of money toward, quote unquote, research and development directed at fighting against China. And it passed with wide bipartisan support, even though, again, it is a giant pork bill. So this is another giant pork bill. Now, Republicans, if they had any brains, be like, nope, not interested, right? Because the reality is that you aren't going to spend a lot more money than we would like you to spend. And if you're going to do that, you can do that on your own. Like, truly, if you just want to blow out the deficit for no appreciable gain, then you can just do that on your own, right? Make you use reconciliation for it. If you want to break the filibuster, then you're going to have to do it through the budget process, because you only have two or maybe three of those per year. Waste a bullet on this infrastructure package and let you own it. But no, we have to have the quote-unquote moderate wing of the Republican Party, including people like Susan Collins and Mitt Romney, who decide that it's important to lend bipartisan cover to Joe Biden. Now, here's the thing. They are being played. They're obviously being played. I'll explain how in just 1 minute. So, according to the New York Times, President Biden struck an infrastructure deal on Thursday with a bipartisan group of senators, signing on to their plan to provide about $579 billion in new investments in roads, broadband, internet, electric utilities, and other projects in hopes of moving a crucial piece of his economic agenda through Congress. Biden's endorsement marks a breakthrough in his efforts to forge an infrastructure compromise, but here's the thing, it was far from a guarantee the package would be enacted. Both the president and top Democrats say the plan, which constitutes a fraction of the $4 trillion economic proposal Biden has put forth can only move together with a much larger package of spending and tax increases Democrats are planning to try to push through Congress unilaterally over the opposition of Republicans. So here is what Biden is doing, and this is why these Republicans are just dolts. What he is doing is he's bifurcating this package. He's saying, what if we pass this part here with bipartisan support, but I'm only going to sign the bipartisan part if you guys allow me to vote on and sign this giant other package. You know, that's the same thing as just putting it all in the same package. What are you talking about? And so, in other words, he's going to get pretty much what he wants, and he's going to get the veil of bipartisanship at the same time. So here is Joe Biden announcing, we have a deal.
We had a really good meeting, and to answer your direct question, we have a deal. And I think it's really important. We've all agreed that none of us got what we all that we wanted. I clearly didn't get all I wanted. They gave more than I think maybe they were inclined to give in the first place. But this reminds me of the days we used to get an awful lot done up in the United States Congress. We actually worked. We had bipartisan deals.
We got a bipartisan deal, except they didn't get a bipartisan deal, as we'll explain in just a minute. Now, Biden is using this, again, to pretend that he is a bipartisan president with wide public support. He is not. He's got 52% public approval rating right now. Okay, now, that is pretty much the exact same percentage of the popular vote that he won last time around. Right? Of the popular vote, he won like 51-52%. He has not increased that. He has not decreased that. It's a pretty hard base of support, but it's also a hard level of support on the ceiling. So as things start to accrue, you know, as the crime rates continue to remain high, as the economy continues to flounder more than it is soaring, as all of that happens, he's likely to feel some economic pain from this, some sort of popular pain from that. But Republicans are providing him cover for no appreciable gain. It makes no sense at all. Here's Biden, however, saying, I'm not going it alone. I'm not doing it. I don't have to go alone anymore.
I know there are some of my party who discourage me from seeking an agreement with our Republican colleagues who said that we should go bigger and go alone. To them, I say this. I've already shown in my young presidency that I'm prepared to do whatever needs to get done to move the country forward. That's what I did with the American Rescue Plan, which was $1.9 trillion. Let me say this. When we can find common ground, though, working across party lines, that is what I will seek to do.
Except he's not looking for common ground, as we'll see. What he's looking for is the veil of bipartisanship so he can ram through 95% of what he wants. We'll get to that in just 1 second. First, let's talk about the fact that if you've been listening to the show for a while, you probably heard me talk about my Helix Sleep mattress, which is phenomenal. But you probably have not yet heard about Allform. This is Helix's new company. They make sofas, and they are just the best. For starters, an Allform sofa is the easiest way you can customize a sofa using premium materials and at a fraction of the cost of traditional stores. You can pick your fabric. It is spill, stain, scratch resistant. That means it is perfect if you have kids or pets. The sofa color, you can pick the color of the legs, sofa size, shape. Make sure it is perfect for you and your home. These things are super durable, and they come with a forever warranty, literally forever, which is great if you've got kids, which I do. They're delivered directly to your door. In the past, if you wanted to order a sofa, you need to hire somebody to come put it together for you. Not so with Allform. They've got a simple, quick assembly, no tools needed, and they are unbelievably comfortable. I have an Allform sofa. I've got the three-seat sofa with chaise and the sand color with espresso legs. I love my Allform. My mom loves our Allform so much, I got her one customized perfectly for her as well. Go check them out right now. You get 100 days to decide if you even want to keep it. That's more than 3 months. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up for free, give you a full refund. Find your perfect sofa today. Check out allform.com/Ben. That is allform.com/Ben. They're offering 20% off all orders for our listeners at allform.com/Ben. Okay, so Mitt Romney playing the willing dupe. As per his usual arrangement, here is the senator from Utah announcing how happy he is with this bipartisan compromise.
One of the big surprises I had coming to Washington was the sense that, while everybody was fighting with each other, you know what, we get along really well. This group gets along very well. My colleagues in the Senate, we work together. And it's been years and years people have been talking about the infrastructure needs of our country. We know that. We recognize the crumbling infrastructure. And this group came together and actually got a job done.
Oh, my God. Look what we got a job done. Except you didn't. You didn't. Quote from the New York Times. On Capitol Hill, Democrats signaled their openness to accepting the initial details of the agreement, provided that their moderate colleagues accept a second, much larger reconciliation package. So, in other words, we will definitely sign on to this compromise package, so long as you also accept this giant pile of manure that we've got right here for you that we're going to hit you in the face with. It really is an amazing thing. And so, and by the way, this is Joe Biden agreeing with this plan. Right? So Joe Biden is like, we came to a compromise. And then, with one hand, he's like, here's the compromise. And with the other hand, say, and here, right here, what's in this hand? Boom! And he hits him with the other hand. Now, I didn't a really strong punch. There's not a lot of power behind Joe Biden's punch at this point. But at the same time, I mean, here's Joe Biden saying, I support Nancy Pelosi's plan to hold the bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage until the Senate passes a big reconciliation bill. Right here he is saying that I'm not going to sign this bill alone. Now, normally when you say I've reached a compromise with somebody, like if you've ever done a contract negotiation with somebody else, you do the contract negotiation, you finally come to some sort of agreement, everybody breaks out the wine and cigars and you're lighting up, and then if somebody in the room says, oh yeah, by the way, I'm not signing that unless you also sign this agreement that pays me X dollars, that's not an agreement. Okay, so to pretend this is an agreement, a triumphant moment of bipartisanship is a lie. Here is Joe Biden pretty much making the lie clear.
Do you support then Speaker Pelosi's plan to hold the bipartisan deal in the House until the Senate also passes reconciliation? Do you support that sequencing on her part?
Yes. The bipartisan bill from the very beginning was understood there's going to have to be the second part of it. I'm not just signing the bipartisan bill and forgetting about the rest that I proposed. I propose a significant piece of legislation in three parts. And all three parts are equally important.
Okay, so in other words, all three parts are equally important. I put all the stuff that Republicans are okay with in one part so we can pretend they agree with it. And then I'm going to ram through the other two pieces of the agreement that they don't agree with. Right? So pretty amazing stuff. Now, here's the reality. Joe Biden is not the president of this particular process. Joe Manchin is the president of this particular process. So here is Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, who is signaling, well, I'm not so sure about this whole Nancy Pelosi, let's hold the bill hostage idea.
To say that one's being held hostage to the other doesn't seem to be fair to me, but they're going to make those decisions. But we have to see what's in the other plan before I can say, oh, yes, you vote for this and I'll vote for that. That's not what I have signed up for.
Okay, so maybe Joe Manchin doesn't go along with what Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are planning here. Okay, that's really the only holdup. Maybe Mitt Romney and Susan Collins, maybe to their credit, maybe they think that they can rely on Joe Manchin to be the man in the gap here. And Joe Manchin is going to be like, no, we're going to pass this bipartisan compromise bill on its own. And also, I'm not going to kill the filibuster or vote for this particular bill if the reconciliation process is used in order to ram it through. Maybe they're counting on Joe Manchin. Let me just say, I don't think that that is a particularly wise move. Instead, it looks much more like Joe Biden gets 99% of what he wants. Plus, he gets this patina of Republican bipartisan notions to go along with it. So Olive Hundit over at Hot Air writes about this. He says, if the GOP had managed to negotiate Biden down to a much less expensive infrastructure bill with no tax hikes, that might be a worthy compromise. But they haven't. There are two parts to the Democrats' infrastructure plan. One, a bipartisan bill that deals with roads and bridges. And the other, a party line reconciliation bill that covers, quote unquote, human infrastructure like climate change, spending, paid leave, and so on. Spending that doesn't end up in the bipartisan bill will likely just be lateraled over to the reconciliation bill, which means Republicans aren't achieving much in terms of spending. Essentially, they're pressing on one end of a water balloon, shrinking that end, but causing the other end to swell as the water is displaced. The volume of the balloon is the same, whether they're pressing or not. It's purely a matter of distribution. And frankly, if that's the case, maybe Republicans should have done the opposite of what they did, arguing to put more money into the true roads and bridges infrastructure component and thereby hopefully shrinking the human infrastructure reconciliation bill. That would have been risky because Democrats could pass that human infrastructure bill, irrespective of how big the true infrastructure bill gets. But maybe if the latter were bigger, Manchin would get nervous about blowout spending and be more inclined to shrink the other component. Now, Biden and Pelosi are both nervous about being double-crossed by Manchin, who's been dogged about trying to compromise with Republicans. So today, both the president and speaker issued an ultimatum. Unless and until both bills pass the Senate, they won't even move on the bipartisan bill. So they're basically saying to Manchin, we're not even going to vote in the House on the bipartisan bill that Joe Biden just endorsed until you vote using reconciliation processes for these other blowout spending bills. So essentially, you're going to hold that roads and bridges bill hostage in order to make sure that Manchin does what they want on the giant spending bill. Well, except here's the problem. Manchin was asked about Pelosi's strategy. He says there's going to be a reconciliation bill. We just don't know what size it's going to be. Manchin also said he was open to a reconciliation bill that changes the 2017 GOP tax law to raise taxes to pay for new spending programs. He said reconciliation is inevitable because of Republican opposition to raising taxes, and he's open to it. He said if it's the only strategy we have is two-track, he says reconciliation is inevitable. So maybe he's able to shrink it a little bit, but maybe Manchin, again, this just shows you that if Joe Manchin caucuses with the Democrats, he is still a Democrat. And so you can count on Joe Manchin for one thing and one thing only, and that is not ending the filibuster for non-reconciliation bills. But for reconciliation bills, mainly a reconciliation bill is defined as a budget bill, basically. for any budget bill, which is spending and taxation bill, he will just go along with the Democrats, which means Republicans got nothing here. It means that depending on which way Manchin goes, Mitt Romney and Susan Collins and the rest of these jokers got played. So Manchin is the obvious winner. He now gets to claim that he forged a bipartisan deal, and Biden gets to claim that he forged a bipartisan deal. Republicans get nothing. Republicans get nothing. Alrighty, coming up, why are the Republicans even doing this? They get nothing out of this. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of a bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. They pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynovite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our Dynovite onto the food, then squirting the Malika chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
Dynovite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my Dynovite at DINOVITE.com.
America's kids are returning to class, in school and at home. And this year, learning is especially tough for kids who already struggle with poverty, emotional trauma, and other barriers. But Communities in Schools is helping by putting caring adults in schools to connect with kids. And now we're reaching beyond school walls, tutoring, mentoring, and counseling students, providing resources for at-home learning, doing whatever it takes to make sure all kids have the opportunity to learn and succeed. For more information, visit communitiesinschools.org.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation.
Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden has announced a bipartisan deal. So is Mitt Romney. So is Joe Manchin. What exactly do Republicans get out of any of this? There is an aspect of conservatism that is institutionalist in structure, right? This sort of the John Roberts constitutionalism, in which John Roberts suggests that the key role that he plays on the Supreme Court, to take an example of this sort of conservatism, is to uphold the vigor and the durability of the institution. And it doesn't matter if I rule against the Constitution. It doesn't matter if I have to rewrite Obamacare in order to make it comply with the Constitution. It doesn't matter if I am constantly forging 9-0 unanimous votes that are far smaller in scope in protecting American rights than a 6-3 majority decision would be. John Roberts has upheld the institution. And you get the same thing here from Mitt Romney. Now, there is something to upholding the institution, right? You want to uphold the institution of the filibuster even when you're in control. This is what Mitch McConnell was saying. He was saying if you get rid of the filibuster here, then when Democrats take control, you're really going to regret it. And I think he is right about that. But what Mitt Romney is doing is beyond that. What Romney and Collins are doing is they're saying it is so important that the American people think that we can forge compromise here that I will provide the lie that compromise was actually had here, even when it wasn't, so that you think, the American people, that the Senate can work. Now, here's the thing. When it comes to actual popular policy, the Senate does actually vote overwhelmingly. You'll remember that just last week, the Senate voted 100-0 to make Juneteenth a national holiday, for example. And so it's not that bipartisanship is dead, it's that you have to be a not moron. But unfortunately, there are too many Republicans who want to appear back home. Like, I understand Susan Collins. I really do. Susan Collins is from Maine. Right? Maine is a purple to blue state. I understand why Susan Collins is doing it. Mitt Romney is from the reddest state in America outside of West Virginia. Utah is an extremely red state. There is no reason why Mitt Romney has to sign on to a bill like this. Mike Lee isn't. He's from the same exact state. There's no reason why Mitt Romney feels he should have to forge compromise in this way. But for some reason, again, this goes to Mitt Romney's perception of himself. And so much of politics really is how politicians perceive themselves. Mitt Romney perceives himself as a deal maker and a person who brings people together in the same way that John McCain used to perceive himself this way. Right? You want to be part of that gang of 8 or that gang of 10 or that gang of 4, whatever the gang is. Because this means you're a very important person, a person who gets things done. What if the goal of checks and balances is to prevent things from getting done, however? What if we need to completely shift our mindset with regard to why are we bothering to get things done if they are bad things? And let's face it, in the end, what Joe Biden is relying on to do what he wants to do here is the basic fist inside the velvet glove, which is the possibility of just killing the filibuster altogether, right? Is that Joe Biden is figuring that at a certain point, Manchin is going to cave one way or another, or Sinema is going to cave one way or another. Or maybe if he can just castigate Republicans enough, they'll kill the filibuster. Bill Clinton, I mean, it's amazing how far the Democratic Party has moved. Bill Clinton's presidency was successful entirely because of bipartisan compromise. Bill Clinton's first couple of years, he had a Democratic Congress, and he was an awful failure. He tried to pass Hillary Care. It bombed. He raised capital gains taxes. He raised income taxes. And by 1994, Republicans had won back Congress for the first time in like 30 years. So Bill Clinton's rest of his presidency was negotiating with Newt Gingrich in order to do things for the American people, like welfare reform, like a 1994 crime bill, that actually were effective on behalf of the American people. Right, and now you have Bill Clinton, and he has revised his opinion. Now the filibuster must be murdered.
I understand the president's reluctant to get rid of it altogether, and I sympathize with Joe Manchin, who's trying to, you know, stand up for the right thing and represent people that voted more than 2-1 for President Trump. But I think when it comes to preserving democracy, you know, I would suspend the filibuster because I think it's essential. I don't think that we should be in the business of going backwards in trying to drive down voting rights. I think we need to expand it.
Okay, so again, in the end, it's pure power politics for these Democrats who don't fall for the bipartisan trap. It remains a source of amazement to me that so many Republicans are willing to fall for this sort of stuff. Romney's getting played, Collins is getting played, and they're getting nothing out of this. They're getting nothing out of this. Now, meanwhile, all they really have to do is just stand there. That's all they have to do, because Joe Biden is not with us. Okay, Joe Biden is not a strong president. He is, in fact, a very weak president. What he is capable of getting done under these circumstances is very limited. Because, let's face it, Joe Manchin is not upholding the filibuster because he is a nice guy. Joe Manchin is upholding the filibuster because he is a blue state senator from a red state. Because he is a Democrat in a state that Donald Trump won by, I believe, 39 points in the last election cycle. Kristen Sinema is not, I think, congenitally predisposed to loving the filibuster. She just recognizes that she's got John McCain's old seat, basically, in Arizona, a very purple state, with a red governor and a red legislature. And so she, I think, properly and understandably knows where her bread is buttered. So with that said, Joe Biden can't get a lot done here. So why are Republicans helping him to get things done here? Why? The reality is that this, because of the Democrats trying to link these two things, that they're only going to vote on the bipartisan deal if they also get to ram through this reconciliation bill. Because of that, I think that this thing will probably get filibustered anyway. So I think all the talk about bipartisanship is a little bit too early. I don't think this is going to actually go to a bipartisan vote on this particular bill. And you watch, the media will then call the Republicans obstructionists. They'll then say it's the Republicans' fault. So Republicans lose on both ends. They give Joe Biden the veneer of bipartisanship, and then they themselves are called partisan when they obstruct the bill because it turns out that Joe Biden has already linked it to another bill that is, in fact, not bipartisan. That is the stupid, play stupid games, win stupid prizes for the Republican Party. Alrighty, coming up, So you've got these Republicans propping up Joe Biden. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is not there. I mean, he just isn't. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
800-466-9625.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So people are knocking on Joe Biden's door and no one is home. The attic is empty. There are a few keys missing from the piano. There are a few straws missing from the drink. Like there's a lot going on over here. I don't know what to say about this anymore other than Joe Biden is, he's a crazy person, guys. He's a crazy person. He's addled. He's not with us. He's crazy. There's a reason why you don't see clips regularly of Joe Biden being played in the media. Instead, they'll sort of print what he says, right? You see it in the print. But you'll never see these clips circulating anywhere but sort of oppo sources, right? You'll see it, you'll hear it on my show, you'll see it on Fox News. You're never going to see this clip of Joe Biden blasted out. I mean, this is a live press conference, so they sort of got it, but you're not going to see it repeated. Okay, so this is a live press conference yesterday at the White House, and here's the President of the United States being like, this is so weird. He's just a weird old dude, man. I mean, like, this is, all right, here we go.
I got them. $1.9 trillion relief so far. They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential this week. I wrote the bill on the environment. Pay them more. This is an employees bargaining chip now. What's happening?
Okay, put aside what he's saying, which is insanely stupid. Right, but I mean, what he's actually saying there is that if you want people to come back to work, you have to pay them more because the government is paying them to stay home, and somehow this is good for the economy. And then he says inflation is not the predictable result, which is stupid. Okay, so put aside the content. Why is he channeling the clown from It? I just don't understand. Why? Because he's not with us, gang. Because he's a weird old man. He's like, Georgie, would you like your boat back? It's worth $1.9 trillion. Pay your employees more, Georgie. Come down here. There's a balloon. Hey, what the F is going on? What's going on? I'll be honest. That's like, if you have nightmares at night about monsters hiding under your bed, that's the voice right there. That's what's going on. Okay, and then he just says, like, addled things all the time. He just says addled things all the time. So he was asked, so he finishes a press conference yesterday, and there's this horrifying situation in Surfside, Florida. And our prayers go out to the folks over in Surfside. There's been this horrifying condo collapse in Surfside. Like, half the building collapsed. It appears likely that there were structural defects in the building that were revealed over time, as maybe the building was sinking into the ground because it was built on the beach. Very scary stuff. 100 people missing. Really tragic. And by the way, just gonna put this out there for folks who do want to give, there is a website that has been set up by one of the big synagogues over there where you can give money to help out the families of the people who are suffering. It's at, I'll give you the website. It's at thechesedfund.com, thechesedfund.com/Shul of Bal Harbor, SHULOFBALHARBOUR, /Miami Tragedy. And it's a long web address, but they're trying to raise like $1 million for the people who are suffering from that tragedy. In any case, Joe Biden finishes his press conference yesterday, and he just starts wandering out of the room, and Kamala Harris has to remind him that this thing happened, and he's just like, oh my gosh, it's so awkward. Here we go.
Will you travel to Florida, sir? Can we ask you about Florida, what you've learned?
I apologize. Yes, thank you, my
president. Okay, and he just starts like laughing at himself for forgetting. It's just, it's so awkward to watch. He's still my president, right? He's your president too. It is awkward to watch. I mean, just a couple of days ago, he threatened to nuke Americans. So there was that. He also said yesterday that if he had his way, there would be no private contributions to campaigns at all. All campaigns would be publicly funded. What in the actual, what? What? Okay, here we go.
There's a lot of ancillary pieces of this legislation I strongly support. I strongly support the idea that there's no And there's no, if I had my way, there'd be no private contributions to see who gets elected, how much money you raise.
No private contributions to political candidates. Okay, what he's talking about there is the supposed voting rights bill that sets up public funding for candidates. So your taxpayer dollars should go to Joe Biden to run for office. This is what he would prefer. That's good. Also, he's been using the term Latinx, which is a good indicator that you've never met a Latino or Latina person. Right? Because there's not a single Latino person on planet Earth who calls themselves Latinx. It's only a bunch of upper crust white idiots who took critical race theory studies who think that Latinx is an actual term that is used. By the way, you know the origin of Latinx, right? Latinx is because Spanish is a gendered language, okay, and Latino is for males and Latina is for females. And so we wouldn't want to say Latino because we wouldn't want to say Latinos because that inevitably includes women. What? So instead they set up Latinx. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's unbelievably dumb. Okay, Hebrew is also a gendered language, right? When you say, for example, people, the word in Hebrew for people is anashim. Okay, the suffix in English would be ym, but it's yud mem. The suffix im is for males, but it includes females. Just as when in English you say human, it includes the word man and not woman. Right? When you say mankind, it includes man, but includes women. So now we are going to do this with foreign languages. This is the stupidest thing here he is, being an idiot.
There's a reason why it's been harder to get African Americans initially to get vaccinated. Because they used to be experimented on. The Tuskegee Airmen and others. People have memories. People have long memories. It's awful hard as well to get Latinx vaccinated as well. Why? They're worried that they'll be vaccinated and deported.
That, what? Okay, so first of all, what he's saying there, right there, is that what he is saying there is, like, racist. Right? He's saying that the reason that the Latino people are not getting vaccinated is because they're all afraid they're going to get deported. Now, 18% of the American population is Latino. I'm fairly certain the vast majority of those people are not illegal immigrants and are not afraid of being deported. So, no on that. And also, I fail to understand how it is good logic that because between 1932 and 1972, there were Tuskegee experiments, racist experiments that were conducted that allowed essentially the syphilis to grow in black people to see how it was going to affect their minds. I fail to see how an experiment that was first conducted in 1932 is a good excuse for not getting a vaccine in 2021. Nonetheless, it's weird. It's a weird thing. Also, I like how he calls it the Tuskegee Airmen experiment. Those are two separate things. Those are two separate things. Okay, the Tuskegee experiment was a cruel and vicious racist policy. Tuskegee Airmen were the black men who flew in jet fighters, who flew in fighters during World War II. Not the same thing. He is not with us. Well, the good news is that we at least have Kamala Harris waiting in the wings. Literally in the wings. So yesterday, during this bipartisan press conference, things got really, really awkward. We'll get to that in just one second. First, let's talk about the fact that you want your internet activity to be private, right? I mean, that's how we all think of our internet activity. It's just me and the screen and me checking emails or doing whatever I need to do for my business. I don't need prying eyes on my business emails. Neither do you. This is why I only use the internet with ExpressVPN operating. Otherwise, like driving your car without car insurance, why would you take that risk? Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, cafes, hotels, airports, any hacker on the same network can gain access to your personal data, whether we're talking passwords, financial details, or anything else. Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 a person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN acts as that guardrail. It creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so hackers can't steal your personal data. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN is simple to use on all your devices. Just fire up the app, click one button, now you are protected. Secure your online data today. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben. That's expressvpn.com/Ben. You get an extra 3 months for free. expressvpn.com/Ben. Alrighty, so, meanwhile, you got Kamala Harris waiting in the wings, which is not, if you thought that it was creepy when Joe Biden was whispering at you just a few moments ago, how creepy is it what was going on in the background of this particular bipartisan photo? So, you got Joe Biden, you got Kristen Sinema. By the way, I just have to compliment Kristen Sinema's sense of style. Like, it actually is kind of fabulous. I'm not a fashion reviewer, although I will say that I found it very odd and still find it odd that Nancy Pelosi has a face mask to match every outfit. But Kristen Sinema really brings it. I mean, like, that's a pretty cool outfit. I kind of like that. Okay, so Kristen Sinema shows up wearing, like, this red thing, and it's cool. Okay, and got this entire bipartisan group of senators. And then, lurking in the background, there's something happening behind Mitt Romney's shoulder. There's a white pillar, and then behind that pillar, in front of the White House, someone is waiting. Oh, man. Ugh. Ain't that just a metaphor for what's happening in the country right now? Kamala Harris just waiting off to the side, waiting. Man, worst job in America, Joe Biden's food taster. Do not walk down a set of stairs with Kamala Harris if you are Joe Biden. That is for damn sure. By the way, if you're Kamala Harris, you got to be pissed at this point, right? Because Joe Biden has basically put you in charge of all the most popular parts of his agenda, unpopular parts of his agenda. So Joe Biden's like, you know, Kamala, why don't you, like, do the border thing? And we won't change any of our policies, but you're in charge now. And then she's like, and she doesn't go down to the, by the way, she is headed down to the border. All it took was Donald Trump saying he was headed to the border, and then she's rushing down to the border as fast as her feet can carry her. Feet don't fail her now. So good things happening over in the Biden-Harris administration. This is why, guys, if you're Republicans, why are you providing them cover? Make them own it. First rule of politics, do not stop your opponents when they are making mistakes. But, again, everyone in politics apparently is stupid. And meanwhile, the Democrats continue to double down on the Trump of it all. Because here is the thing. Without Trump, their policies become the issue in 2022 and 2024. So we're going to continue to focus in on January 6th. Now, no one on the right was harsher on January 6th than I was. I thought it was a bunch of idiots and droogs for not only no reason, for counterproductive purposes, assaulting the center of our legislative branch, attempting to do active physical harm to legislators. I said all those people should be arrested and they should be prosecuted for having violated the law. Okay? If you committed a crime, you get arrested, you get prosecuted. I hold that standard whether you are rioting and looting in Kenosha, Wisconsin, or whether you're doing it in the halls of Congress. Okay, but the notion that this is some sort of cataclysmic occurrence that requires a much deeper look at the heart of America. Well, not by Congress. Nancy Pelosi, however, is launching a select committee. The reason that she's announcing the select committee is because what she hopes is that when you get to your 2022 ballot, you think of January 6th as opposed to all the crappy policy that the Democrats are pushing. They don't want you to be thinking about critical race theory. They don't want you to be thinking about their subjugation of the police and destruction of law and order in our cities. And they don't want you to be thinking about inflation. They don't want you to be thinking about slow job growth or your inability to hire workers or higher prices at the supermarket. They don't want you to be thinking about any of that. They want you to be thinking solely and completely about Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump is the worst person ever to walk the earth. So here is Nancy Pelosi announcing a select committee. Now, here's the thing. What do we have to find out in the select committee? Really, we already have a Senate committee that did a full investigation into the security failures. And that really is the story. Because it turns out there are lots of people all over the United States who in small groups believe unbelievably stupid and dangerous things. It's a country of 330 million people. In fact, it would be pretty difficult to find a single stupid, idiotic, insane cause for which you could not rally a couple of thousand people in the United States. Because again, 330 million people, it's a lot of people. With the internet, not hard for those people to get together. But the real goal here for the Democrats, of course, is to suggest that January 6th was a natural outgrowth of conservatism and right-wing thought. Now, there is a certain irony to the fact that the Democrats, who full-scale embrace Ibram X. Kendi and full-scale embrace Robin DiAngelo and full-scale embrace Kimberly Crenshaw, they say that critical race theory has nothing to do with the indoctrination into wokeness of your nation's school children, right? These are distinct fields of thought. But January 6th is indicative of the entire right-wing mindset in the United States. That's the whole goal of this. The whole goal of this is just to carry out this investigation for as long as possible, try and lump everybody in with January 6th. I don't think it's going to work out for the Democrats. Really, I don't. But here's Nancy Pelosi announcing it anyway.
This morning, with great solemnity and sadness, I'm announcing that the House will be establishing a select committee on the January 6th insurrection. Again, January 6th was one of the darkest days in our nation's history. I've said it now three times. It is imperative that we establish the truth of that day and ensure that an attack of that kind cannot happen and that we root out the causes of it all.
Okay, you know what one of the causes was? the fact that the Capitol Police weren't properly staffed up. Wait, who's in charge of the Capitol Police again? Interesting. Alrighty, coming up, what exactly is Nancy Pelosi really doing with the Select Committee? I think it's pretty obvious. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet of Dynavite with every meal.
DinoVite.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
America's kids are returning to class, in school and at home. And this year, learning is especially tough for kids who already struggle with poverty, emotional trauma, and other barriers. But Communities in Schools is helping by putting caring adults in schools to connect with kids. And now we're reaching beyond school walls, tutoring, mentoring, and counseling students, providing resources for at-home learning, doing whatever it takes to make sure all kids have the opportunity to learn and succeed. For more information, visit communitiesinschools.org.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So Nancy Pelosi has a theory. The theory is that because of January 6th, you're bad. And so we just end up with Mad Libs, like left-wing Mad Libs. So here is Nancy Pelosi trying to explain the origins of January 6th with reference to her favorite mush words.
There are two actual paths. One is about the root causes of it, the white supremacy, the anti-Semitism, the Islamophobia, all the rest of it that was so evident when you see a sweatshirt on one of the people saying Camp Auschwitz. The other is the security of the Capitol and what it means to be ready for such an insurrection.
It's about white supremacy and anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. And there were people in the building who were anti-Semitic. She mentions one guy who's a white supremacist. I'm sure there were white supremacists in the building. January 6th, generally speaking, as far as I'm aware, has not been explicitly linked to, for example, Islamophobia. The last I checked, what January 6th was about was people who thought that the election was fraudulent and wanted to stop the certification of the election. I'm pretty sure if you're looking for, like, the proximate cause, it is that, like, ideologically. Pretty specific. Okay, and there's plenty to indict people for on that score with regard to rhetoric. But you can't just stop there. Instead, it's all things. It's all the things. Because this is what Democrats do. You see, all of their opponents are the worst people in the world. It is not just that the people who invaded the Capitol building are bad people or did a bad thing. It is that everybody who's associated with a political cause that Nancy Pelosi doesn't like is in league with those people. And you can see Democrats do this all the time. So the most predictable move in American politics really was, and I predicted it openly on November 6th and on January 20th. I said, as soon as it becomes clear that there's another Republican in the Republican Party who may win the 2024 nomination, if Trump doesn't run, or even if Trump does run and he just doesn't have the steam that he had in 2020, and many Republicans decide, you know, like the guy, but want to move on. As soon as that happens, as soon as there appears to be any sort of heir apparent to the Republican nomination, that person will become worse than Hitler, i.e. worse than Trump. Right? Most predictable move in American public life, because it's happened every single time. Right? George W. Bush was, I mean, he is even worse than Ronald Reagan. Just the worst. I mean, just absolutely the worst. Remember the good old days of, like, George H.W. Bush? George W. so much worse than his dad. And H.W. so much worse than Reagan. And Reagan so much worse than Nixon. Okay, and then Donald Trump is so much worse than Bush in every way. He's worse than everyone. And now Donald Trump, literally Hitler, it turns out that Ron DeSantis is even worse than Donald Trump. And there are people who are skeptical of this. They're like, no, the left won't do this. I mean, they hate Donald Trump so much. Probably. And here's the thing. Donald Trump used to make the point repeatedly, still does on occasion, that it's not that the left hates Donald Trump, hate you because you like Trump, right? No, it's that they hate Trump because Trump likes you, okay? They hate Trump because they hate you. And you can replace Trump with another figure, and they will hate you just as much. Right? All they will do is they will start downplaying Trump in order to play up the idea that whoever succeeds inside the Republican Party is worse than Trump. They even did this in 2016, frankly. There were a bunch of people like Jonathan Chait who were like, oh, well, you know, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz are way worse than Trump. Okay, guys. Be careful what you wish for. So now you have Samantha Bee, who, honest to God, there was a running gun battle for, like, least funny comedian for a long time. And it's still going, right? Stephen Colbert is just not funny anymore. He hasn't been funny for years. He basically just exists as a Democratic prop. And you have Jimmy Kimmel, who, again, used to be funny and is not anymore. You got Trevor Noah out there. But I think the person who easily takes the cake is Samantha Bee, who's not even trying at this point. There's a phenomenon in the comedy world that is now known as clapter, where instead of people laughing at your supposed jokes, they just clap because they agree with you, which normally we would just call like a political speech. How Samantha Bee's writers get paid to write for her is beyond me. I don't understand. I there are certain things in life I just don't understand. How Samantha Bee is a fully employed human, and people find her entertaining, apparently, like a very small subset of the population, is beyond me. So she did an entire hit on Ron DeSantis. And, of course, the premise of the hit was, wait for it, worse than Trump. That wasn't the most predictable move ever, because, again, it's not about Trump. It's about you. They hate you. You like DeSantis. Therefore, DeSantis is bad. They hate you. If you like a company like Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A is bad. They hate you. It was never about Trump. It's not about DeSantis. It's about you. Samantha Bee disdains you. And if you like Ron DeSantis and you think he's a good governor, which, by the way, he's an excellent governor. He's the best governor in the country. If you like Ron DeSantis and how he's handled Florida, it's because you are a bad person. Because Ron DeSantis is Hitler. He's even worse than Trump, according to Samantha Bee.
DeSantis was also one of the first governors to attempt removing critical race theory from his state's education system. And last month, he signed a restrictive voting rights law that racially discriminates against Black and Latino voters. Of course, DeSantis is doing whatever he can to pass racist laws. He's racist. He's accepted money from a rich tapestry of racists, refused to return their donations, and after President Biden dared to talk about systemic racism, DeSantis couldn't wait to share his own nuanced opinion.
This proposition that we are a systemically racist country. Your reaction?
Well, it's a bunch of horse manure.
Ron DeSantis is so racist, he refers to separating his white laundry from his colors as segregation.
Okay, that's the joke. Well, what? No? I mean, somebody got paid to write that joke. Well, understand that she's provided no evidence that Ron DeSantis is actually racist. If you actually parse what she is saying there, at no point does she actually provide any hard evidence. These are just a bunch of scurrilous slurs. But that's not the point. The point is really not about DeSantis. The point is about you. Nancy Pelosi, the rest of the Democratic Party, they think that you're a bad person. They think that you're a bad person, and whoever you support becomes even worse than the person that you supported before, because your party is moving in only one direction. So here's my question to the quote-unquote moderates in the Republican Party who want to cut bipartisan deals with these folks. Why? Why not just let them own it? Just let them own it. Like, really, try to paint Ron DeSantis as quote-unquote worse than Trump and see how that works out for you. Keep calling every Republican and every American who opposes critical race theory racist. See how that works out for you. It's a bold move, Cotton, and I very much look forward to seeing Democrats reap the whirlwind so long as Republicans stand out of the way and let them do it. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden pledging a sustained partnership with Afghanistan after U.S. troops withdraw.
During an Oval Office meeting, the president told Afghan President Ghani that it was time for the U.S. military to step back after two decades. But he vowed that the U.S. was committed to assisting Afghanistan. Roughly 650 American troops are expected to remain in Afghanistan to provide security for diplomats after the main military force completes its withdrawal.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, New York prosecutors considering filing criminal charges against Donald Trump's company stemming from a long-running probe into the former president's business dealing. But a Trump lawyer says the charges are absolutely outrageous. Republican senators very angry over the president's refusal to sign a bipartisan infrastructure deal unless he gets passage of his broader priorities, $1 trillion bill now facing a new uncertainty. Also at townhall.com, work goes on in Florida where that condo collapsed. Miami-Dade Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky.
We continue our search and rescue operations. We'll continue throughout the night. This operational period, we're continuing with our strategy based on anything that new pops up. So we're using our equipment still with our dogs searching, seeing if we have any marks, as well as our sonar equipment, as well as video camera.
And he adds 159 people still unaccounted for in that building. The official death count is now 4. Astronauts have finished unfurling a new pair of solar panels outside the International Space Station. It was the third spacewalk in just over a week for NASA's Shane Kimbrough and France's Thomas Pesqua. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
A tornado ripping through several villages in the Czech Republic. 4 people have been killed, more than 100 injured.
For once, scene of devastation is not a tired journalistic cliche. The photos and videos of villages in the Hodonín area of South Moravia are simply jaw-dropping. Cars have been dumped like toys next to piles of twisted steel. Planks of wood have been sprinkled on the ground like matchsticks. Black smoke billows from a fire in the distance. This region is known for its undulating hills and pretty vineyards. These images are unrecognizable.
BBC correspondent Rob Cameron. Vice President Kamala Harris claims the Biden administration has made progress tackling a migration spike that's drawn fire from Republicans and made fellow Democrats very uncomfortable. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. In the Pacific Northwest, record high heat.
And that's raising concern about wildfires and the health of people in a region where many don't have air conditioning.
The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat watch and predicted dangerously hot conditions through at least Tuesday. The agency said the lengthy heat wave will cover portions of Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. Temperatures expected to reach 114 degrees. The heat wave is coming to a place where air conditioning is not normal for people to have in homes between Seattle and Portland, Oregon. John Scott reporting.
In Minneapolis, former police officer Derek Chauvin has been sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison for the murder of George Floyd. With good behavior, officials say he could be paroled after serving two-thirds of that sentence, or about 15 years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
She has not set the criteria to know what we need to do is what he thinks he said there. No one else is entirely sure. And then he had this whispering Smith thing yesterday. You see this? This very bizarre behavior once again by the doddering president of the United States, the dim-witted Joe Biden. Sure enough, he's talking about Kamala. It's a comma like the punctuation mark and la like la. Kamala. Kamala is getting on a big old jet airliner, a U.S. Air Force 757 with the 89th Airlift Wing at Joint Base Andrews outside of Washington, D.C., where many great people work. She's going to fly down to not the Rio Grande Valley. She's going to the northernmost point on the U.S. border with Mexico that you can find in Texas. And therefore, see, if you're sneaking into the country from Central America or from any place, you're going to go, of course, to the southernmost point because you're walking and you're riding the rails. And it's like hobo land, and you got a stick over your shoulder with a bandana folded up with everything you own in it. It's a long trip, but it's a lot longer if you walk to El Paso. A whole lot longer. I mean, hundreds of miles longer. Really, you just go down to the, along the Gulf of Mexico border on the eastern part of Texas, at their border with Mexico. And that's where you come in. The least likely place that anybody's going to go is El Paso, given that it is the northernmost point in Mexico that you can enter Texas. And then you got New Mexico and Arizona and California. That's a separate issue. California along the West Coast, they've got their share of activity there. But in Texas, it's the Rio Grande Valley, and not El Paso. El Paso is the slowest place going there. So she's going to fly in there on the big old 757. I've flown on those airplanes in the past with cabinet secretaries, not for quite some time, but still the same airplanes. And they, they're going to fly in. I guess they're probably going to fly into Biggs Field, a military base there, rather than at El Paso International Airport. But who knows what they will choose. They're going to fly into one of those. Those two airstrips basically surround a U.S. Army base there called Fort Bliss. And Fort Bliss which is not necessarily the most desirable place to be assigned. Fort Bliss, it's kind of fun, though. Fort Bliss is home right now to a tent city that houses hundreds of millions of migrant children that are making Nike shoes and having to row the boat like slaves in the Roman days. And they the hundreds, is it thousands? There are millions, I think, of kids. Really, there are thousands of kids in U.S. custody, unaccompanied minors that have been thrown over walls at our border and so on. And Fort Bliss is home. The news media can't get in there. Well, they haven't asked, I don't think. But the Biden administration is not allowing any press into this tent city where the children, according to all reports, and I mean CBS News did a piece about a week ago, at least in on the internet, talking about all the terrible things going on there and how awful it is for the children at this tent city. And there are so many of them, and I'm going to share the details with you on this. And I just I want to share this with you, and there have been stories, I've talked about the stories in the past, with the sex abuse going on there. You know, unaccompanied minor means up to 17 years old. You know, one day before you turn 18, some of them doubtless are over 18. Some of them are probably over 20 because, you know, you don't have IDs and you don't really know how old these people are. And so, but there's sexual abuse going on there of girls and boys by other of the children, the minors, the unaccompanied minors, and apparently by some employees as well, government employees that are attending, according to news reports. And so there's this all these children there in the tent city and the sexual abuse going on and the depression and children are trying to hurt themselves and they had to take away all sharp implements, including pencils and toothbrushes. They had to take, because they're like sharpening them up like it's West Side Story in prison and stabbing each other or something, or stabbing themselves. So the place is really a horror show, according to news reports. And I just want to point this up because that's right where Kamala Harris is landing. She's landing there to avoid the controversy of the Rio Grande Valley sector and everything that's going on there, going to the least controversial sector. But little did she know, right there is Fort Bliss, where all these children are being held in this camp, this detention camp. You know, like when FDR threw all the Japanese Americans in detention camps. It's kind of like that. It's on a military base, and the press can't get there because it's a military base. You can't just sashay onto Fort Bliss. Can't just saunter on there. Not since the troglodyte attacks of September 11th, 2001. You can, to the, you know, radical Islamic jihadi troglodyte attacks from hell. But all the kids are in there in this tent city. And, Kamala will not be going there, apparently. She will apparently not be visiting there because some press might have to come along or something, and they don't want to show what's going on there. They don't want to show the world. They don't want to show the American people, what's going on there. But I will share with you what's going on there and what she's not, presumably, apparently, reportedly, what she's not going to visit today. Because, you know, she's her, don't you know she is? And she's really not up to the job, not by a long shot. That's for sure. So that's one of the big stories going on today. Joe Biden and the Washington Post are celebrating a great victory. But it's a fictitious victory. It hasn't actually happened. The front page of the Washington Post today, Biden claims victory on deal. The deal, nothing has been signed, nothing has gone through. A tough path ahead on infrastructure. President ties approval to safety net measures. Safety net measures. That means trillions more in redistribution of wealth to Democrat allies in corrupt cities across America. Otherwise, they're not going to give you the first bill, which Biden is already being given credit for. On the front page, lead story, above the fold, upper right corner, President Biden signed off Thursday on a bipartisan agreement that would pump hundreds of billions of dollars in new spending into infrastructure projects across the country. See, the Republicans are perfectly happy to spend hundreds of billions of dollars on actual infrastructure projects that have to do with bridges and things like that. But then, you know, the Democrats, it's a Christmas tree bill. They put every corrupt, billion, trillion dollar thing in there and said, now vote for it. daring you to vote for it. Then they use it against you in campaign ads if you actually did vote for it, because only an idiot would vote for it. It's a corrupt city filled with corrupt people. So the thing, and this the Washington Post says, infrastructure projects across the country handing him, if it passes congressional muster, which it won't, a significant cross-party achievement and a top goal of his administration. See, they're hail the conquering hero. Nothing has happened here, but Biden immediately pledged to abandon the compromise if Democrats on Capitol Hill do not simultaneously send him a sweeping package. They like the word sweeping with Biden. Of Democratic spending priorities, so opposed by most Republicans, to shore up the nation's social safety net. So a giant expansion of socialism comes as part and parcel of the infrastructure bill. Otherwise, you get neither. So what they've done is they've broken it up into two parts. But then Biden says, unless we get two parts, we don't get either part. So it might as well be the same bill. But the difference is that the fluffers at the Washington Post, Sun Min Kim and Mike DeBonis and Jeff Stein, they're Democrats all from the Steno pool down at the DNC. And they typed up this press release about the hero Biden, even though nothing actually happened. It's just a complete joke. The whole thing is just an obscene joke. And because they want trillions, literally more, in social programs. It's, expanding the welfare state, because the more people there are in welfare, the better it is for the Democratic Party on Election Day. That's the deal. The more people there are working that have dignity and pride, the better it is for Republicans on Election Day. See how different that is. It's very different indeed. So we'll get into that a bit, too. There are a lot of other things going on as well. That's a great big fraud. Kamala Harris, did you see the weirdness? First of all, Joe Biden was behaving very strangely yesterday with his Whispering Smith campaign. It's an old movie, Whispering Smith. And he was behaving very, very strangely. Then Kamala Harris was behaving very, very strangely, kind of lurking behind a pillar at the entrance to the West Wing of the White House while Joe Biden and Democrat senators were holding a press conference about nothing, about the thing that didn't happen, but being treated as conquering heroes by the phony, corrupt White House press corps. You know, the usual stuff. It was another day in Washington. And Kamala was, we used to say when I was a kid, hunching. She was hunching. We would call her a huncher because she was like the Hunchback of Notre Dame, like sort of skulking. Skulking is a good word, too. She was not part of the group of Democrat senators and Mitt Romney. And then there were a couple of Republicans. And because it was bipartisan, this funny thing. And she was behind a pillar, a column at the entrance where the Marines stand if the president is in the Oval Office, at the entrance to the West Wing. And that's where the press wing is, close to where the press wing is as well, the press room. And she was lurking, skulking, hunching behind a column and not being a part of the in crowd because she's a weirdo too. Can I just say, she's a weirdo too, and her behavior, I only say that because she behaves in such a weird way. She was skulking back there, but we'll get into that. And Biden's creepy Joe trends on Twitter after Biden continually whispers through press conference in a very strange way. And he's like, he's being asked, well, you know, employers and small businesses in particular can't get people to come work for them because you're sending so much money that, you know, that they're going to stay home and smoke crack like your son Hunter. That's the question I would have asked. It's not the question that was asked. And then he got really weird and started whispering like a freak. And he said that means that everybody has to pay more. So employers, now small business owners, are going to have to pay employees more because the Biden socialist government is paying people so much money to not work, paying people so much money to stay home. Just amazing. Yeah, it's an amazing thing. We also have this incredible kind of story out of the third world coming from the Miami area. Surfside, it's on the peninsula there of Miami Beach and all those beautiful places along the Atlantic Ocean there. Surfside in Miami, this 12-story building that collapsed. And now it's gotten even worse. Now, until early this morning, they were saying they had only one confirmed person killed. And now they have four people confirmed killed. They're saying that they have that they had 99 people unaccounted for, and now the number has grown and is significantly larger. 159 people are now classified as missing, unaccounted for, and it is really something. I mean, the mayor of Surfside down there, it's an independent town, said that he said it himself. He said this is the stuff of the third world. You don't see this in the United States of America. And I keep talking about all the signs that we're becoming a third world country. This is another sign because the left. And why? Well, because of the left. And the Democrat Party is the left. And this is another indicator that we are more and more becoming a third world country. There is a reporter in Miami that's been reporting for quite some time, for years now, on the corruption that is rampant, apparently, in the building inspecting process in Miami-Dade County, and how it has been a scandal for quite some time. Corruption, you pay people off, you know how corruption works, and they're Democrats, and they show up, and they get an envelope full of money, and then you pass your inspection, your building inspection, even though you shouldn't have. Can't say that's the case when it comes to this building specifically. They're talking about a lot of different possibilities, the rebar being laid in improperly and the concrete that would go back to inspections when the building was built some 40 years ago. The sea air, the salt air eroding metal like rebar in the concrete and so on. So an investigation will take place. But now, according to the Wall Street Journal this morning, 159 people classified as missing, four confirmed dead. Also, you've got at least 20 people from Israel, at least 24 people from South America living in that building or owning places in that building, including the president of Paraguay in South America. The first lady's sister is among the missing in the building there. And now we have to apologize to Latin American countries for being too third world, and to Israelis. Apparently 10 of the Israelis belong to one synagogue close to the building, and this is a calamity the likes of which we don't see in the United States of America. At least, well, we can't say that anymore. We never saw these kinds of things in the United States of America until now. It's the third worlding of America. Thanks, Democrats. Also, we got Joe Biden and Latinx. He said Latinx or something like it yesterday. Kind of like James Carville. We've got that for you. And Kamala Harris ignoring the plight of suffering children when she visits the least active part of the U.S.-Mexico border today for a photo op. And the media will praise her again like she's a conquering hero.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone, so download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. The new Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899, plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The next generation of auto detailing is here. 303 Graphene Nano Spray Coating. Simplicity meets a new level of performance. Get a year of protection from a powerful graphene oxide formula. A formula that sends water flying off paint, wheels, and trim. Go beyond wax, beyond ceramic. Be part of the future of exterior protection with Graphene Nano Spray Coating from 303. Available now at Advance Auto Parts and Pep Boys.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
So I want to, because it's important to get the pronunciations correct, or the pronunciations. It's Latinx, like Kleenex, right? Is that right? Because we learned that, I think, from James Carville, and Joe Biden yesterday tried to utter the word. It's not a word, and that's one of the problems that they're having, is that they make up words and insert them into the vocabulary, and they're idiot, like children words, and then they burn other words. Speaking of which, the FAA is now on a tear. Yesterday I was talking about Brandeis University, and they have a new list of words that are out of bounds, words, terms, and phrases that are out of bounds at Brandeis University, and it's an embarrassment to Western civilization and to the very concept of the academy, which emerged from Germany many centuries ago of the university. And Brandeis University humiliates themselves. Once again, I was talking about it yesterday, and I want to get into that, but the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, is now jumping into the action here with word corrections of their own. And they have a they create these panels, you know, and that's what you do if you don't get a real job in the administration. You get appointed to a panel of some kind, and then you come up with harebrained, lunatic, fringe concepts that you heard about in a faculty lounge, and you bring them to Washington, D.C., and you share your crazy with everybody. And because the Democrats are in charge, the entire federal government says, yes, we must never say cockpit again. And it's, I'm not making this up. I'm telling the truth. The FAA is getting in on the PC woke word-burning action. They don't burn the entire book anymore. Now they burn, well, you know, a page at a time, a paragraph, a phrase, a word at a time. That's coming right up.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best-tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Come to Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
You are invited to participate in the 16th annual 4-H FFA Community Barbecue, which will be held Saturday, July 10th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. The drive-through event includes your choice of lamb, pork, beef, or goat, with corn on the cob, barbecue beans, coleslaw, bread, and a drink. Tickets are $10 and are available for pre-sale from 4-H FFA members, the 4-H office, and Muse Trucking, or can be purchased at the barbecue. Please join us in making this a successful event.
These people, I had on the laptop, you get these pop-up ads. It's an iPad in my case. You get these pop-up, they're not ads, news stories like Apple News or something like that every morning. And CNN has this really lame thing. It's a Democrat Party press release that they spit out every morning. It's corrupt from start to finish. And it says that there is about the upsurge in Delta Plus cases. And I sort of chuckled when I saw it. Delta Plus, what are you people talking about? And it turns out that the Delta Plus is now not only a category when you're flying Delta Airlines, but it is a new version of the Delta coronavirus variant spreading in countries, including the United Kingdom. You know, they stripped away. We had the UK strain and the South Africa strain. But they wanted everybody to stop saying Wuhan and to stop saying China, because the communists have a great deal of sway in Western industry and in media organizations. And so in an effort to get everyone to stop mentioning China, which is where this virus came from, the city of Wuhan, and quite probably, at least possibly, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, according to all the smart kids now. Even John Stewart, so that means Democrats have to listen, because that's where they got their news for a couple of decades, which explains a lot when you come right down to it. But the Delta, the new CNN going on about the Delta Plus variant. And I'm just thinking about standing in line to board a flight at an airport when you're flying Delta, and they have, you know, families with children for pre-boarding, and then active duty members of the military, for pre-boarding. And then, of course, Delta Plus passengers. They should have another variant if this thing changes again. They should make it the Delta Premier variant, so that they've got all kinds of you're not going to want to get on a Delta flight anymore. The way they're going, Delta should sue. Delta Airlines should sue these numbskulls. And their reason for doing it was utterly corrupt and pro-communist Chinese party, because they quake in their moccasins in fear at what the Chinese communists may do, I guess. But that just kind of made me laugh, the Delta coronavirus variant spreading.
You are invited to participate in the 16th annual 4-H FFA Community Barbecue, which will be held Saturday, July 10th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. A drive-through event includes your choice of lamb, pork, beef, or goat, with corn on the cob, barbecue beans, coleslaw, bread, and a drink. Tickets are $10 and are available for pre-sale from 4-H FFA members, the 4-H office, and Muse Trucking, or can be purchased at the barbecue. Please join us in making this a successful event.
Urban legend that, oh, the word picnic comes from lynchings. No, it doesn't. People would eat during lynchings. No, they wouldn't. And lynchings were spontaneous. You know, when they had hangings of murderers and cattle rustlers and horse thieves out west, they would schedule those, and people would bring the family and watch, and maybe they'd have a little something to eat because, you know, living was rough back then, and you didn't have all kinds of handy takeout food. So, you know, McDonald's wasn't around the corner, so you'd bring your food and stuff. Got to feed the kids, you know, strong back and all that. But Brandeis yesterday, we came out and we were making fun of these people yesterday because it's impossible to not mock. You can't use picnic or rule of thumb. You know, rule of thumb, everybody knows the history of rule of thumb. There was a law in merry old England centuries ago that you could beat your wife like the Democrats, but you couldn't use a stick that was bigger around than your thumb. So that's the rule of thumb. And they said that terms like this are oppressive. You can't use African-American anymore. Can't use African-American anymore. They said you got to use black, and you got to capitalize it when you do. And you can't use trigger warning, because the word trigger warning might trigger people, because guns have triggers, and they're in a very delicate and fragile mental state, the average Democrat. It's remarkable stuff, because these words reinforce systems of oppression, except they don't unless you're really severely mentally ill, as so many millions of them apparently are. Potentially oppressive language, they said, and they had this group, the Prevention Advocacy and Resource Center, which doesn't mean anything, except they then turn it into an acronym, which is PARC. Yeah, they should park on the side of the road and, you know, run a hose from the... No, they shouldn't. From the exhaust pipe to the window. No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't do that. And you can't use, you know, gender-exclusive language, congressmen and policemen and stuff like that. Can't use that. And you can't say a walk-in, like a business has a walk-in, because that's ableist. Ableist meaning not everybody can walk, so you can't make reference to anything that might. It's just amazing stuff. They got to get rid of ableist and gender-exclusive and culturally appropriative terminology that can get in the way of meaningful dialogue. You can't have meaningful dialogue with people that are very severely mentally ill, and that's really the problem that we've got here. You know, and this is all the PARC, they call themselves PARC. This is a response to anti-blackness, which the Democrat Party has been guilty of for a couple of centuries now, I guess, century and a half and more, that's for sure. Remarkable stuff. So this is Brandeis University. And you can't say African-American. They canceled African-American. This is, you know, and just keeping up with the changes in terminology, I think we're going to have an app for that. You guys should have an app for all the words that you ban on any given day, words, terms, phrases that you ban, because they're word burners. They're word burners from where back, from way back. And, boy, yeah, these recommendations for more neutral language are brought forth by students who have been indoctrinated, brainwashed, drugged, and they have glassy eyes and have been subject to violence. No, they haven't. Or who have worked with others who are healing from violence. Well, you guys should stop the violence. Let's start with that, okay? As well as students who have sought out advanced training in intervening in potentially violent situations. That really has nothing to do with anything, but, you know, that's okay. You guys should stop the violence, and you should stop shooting people. Can you do that, please? Maybe it'd be like Beth Takes a Holiday. Take a month off from shooting people, and, yeah, this is remarkable stuff. And it's completely ridiculous, of course. It's embarrassing to the United States of America, to Western civilization, to all normal people with a minimum of two brain cells to rub together. And honestly, it is Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. Can you call her Congresswoman, or is that gendered? Is that gendered? So, who's co-sponsoring a bill called Campus Free Speech and Restoration Act. I bet that becomes an acronym, too. Let's see. CFSRA. Maybe not. That'd be nice if it were not reduced to an acronym. Because they create all these bills. They name the bills with, they start with an acronym and then they find some excuse to break it down into the words that they're looking. And, she's talking about our First Amendment, God forbid. And this is Brandeis thing is another example of the far left cancel culture happening in our schools. Yeah, but it's not the 1619 Project or, critical race theory. Yeah, it basically is. So she's talking about the, far left's radical overhaul of education, being un-American. They push these so-called safe spaces to eliminate diversity of thought, critical thinking, and intellectual curiosity, and replace all of that with socialist brainwashing, groupthink, and Marxist ideology like critical race theory, she said. See, she's great, Elise Stefanik, and that's why the media hates her. And they hate her. The media, they represent the Democrat Party and the left. And they hate pretty much everybody. And they hate each other, too. It's kind of like Europe. You know, in Europe, they all hate each other. The Italians hate the French, and the French hate the English, and everybody hates the Germans. It's kind of a variation on the old Everybody Hates the Jews song, but we'll get back to that another time. So with that, we talked about that yesterday, and just completely ridiculous. She somebody points out that the school's named for Louis Brandeis, one of the first Jewish Supreme Court justices, and saying that he, Justice Brandeis, would be appalled by what's taking place on the campus that is named for him. And certainly right. It's a $60,000 a year school. Room and board is another $16,450. So really that's $76,000-$77,000 a year to go to Brandeis so that your snowflake child can come home brainwashed, glassy-eyed, and insane, looking forward to sleeping in parks and burning police cars. Speaking of which, in Portland, the liberals were attacking the police again. Another ridiculous story. A crazy person with a big screwdriver was attacking the police. And as you might expect, one of the police officers shot and killed the lunatic. And so liberals, white, glassy-eyed people who don't know what Western grooming habits are about, came out in force and attacked the police and vandalized police cars and violently attacked the police and all this stuff, because that's what they do. And the police don't react much because the Democrats run the place in Portland, and they'll lynch the police officers if they, you know, arrest any of the precious little children who are violently attacking as part of a mob the police again for the hundred and time in the last year. But then the police tweeted out, because they wanted to put an end to it, they tweeted out that the guy they shot to death was white. And then all the rioters said, oh, okay, and they went home. Because they're racists, you see. Now the Dumpkins at the Federal Aviation Administration are getting in on the action. And this is kind of an amazing story. Woke FAA wants to shift gears from, quote, cockpit, end quote, airman, end quote, to flight deck and aviator. You see, and then the headline says, here's why. Well, we know why. We don't have to have it explained. But there it is. They have an advisory group, and this is, you know, Biden people. They, because they didn't have real jobs for them in the government. They're probably donors or something. Then they get to say they're on an advisory board with the Biden administration for the Federal Aviation Administration. And then naturally they have to come up with a report. And now their report is up. And, here are their big ideas. Here's the big thinking from these guys. The, Federal Aviation Administration wants to have more, panel, more gender-neutral terms, you see. The news comes after advisory group offered a report on the switch to more neutral terms, saying it can lead to a more inclusive environment. It's inclusive, you know. They love that word, inclusive. They don't know what it means, but they like to use it a lot. It's like diversity. They use that word a lot, too, and they don't know what it means. And it draws more people into the industry to help keep them there. And you see, you got to do it's the switch to gender-neutral terms. Some are calling wokeness, not without controversy. You see, it's like the U.S. Army canceling its gender-neutral fitness test after women were reportedly failing in large numbers. So now the men take the women's fitness test, and now everybody passes. It's much better that way. Of course, we're going to have our hat handed to us by the Chinese communists and the Russians when the day comes, and the Islamists and everybody else. But never mind that. So, you know, this is what they do. You know, even Hasbro announced that Mr. Potato Head was going gender neutral. I never really noticed the genitals on Mr. Potato Head, but I guess they called him Mr. Potato Head. So they got this stuff going on all over the place. And the FAA, you see, the advisory group, they want to stop using, I'm not making, I sound like I'm telling off-color jokes or something, but I'm not. They say the word cockpit is offensive and that sometimes the boys use the word to embarrass the women or to tell them that they can't come into the cockpit. So they're going to start calling it the flight deck, which doubtless next year they will decide is offensive for another reason. And you can't have airmen. I didn't know that the FAA used airmen except when talking about the Air Force. But there it is. And they want to do away with all of these terms because, you know, liberals might be offended, I think, is the thing. You know, if you travel frequently, watch a lot of films, chances are you've heard terms like cockpit and airmen. Well, they will soon be out, as the Federal Aviation Administration may move to replace those terms with more gender-neutral terms. You know, it's a technician, a repairman, airman. They're going to replace it with aviator, right? And wife, they're not going to use wife anymore. The FAA won't use wife. They'll use spouse, you see. Well, you know, wife is more specific, I think, but you can become less specific if you think that's going to be helpful. And this is the Federal Aviation Administration under the Biden administration. This is where we are as a country and as a culture because, you know, mentally impaired people are running a great deal of the show. And that's kind of a thing, I've got to say. It really is. All right, let's, Michael, lots of crazy stuff and Joe Biden to get to. He's part of the crazy stuff. And Kamala, she doesn't care about children. Right now, let's go to the phones and let's do it anyway. Let's go to Mark calling from Reston, Virginia. Mark, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Thank you for all you do. So Brandeis University, that's just another university that my kids won't be going to. There's a lot on that list, apparently.
Yeah, it's a long list, yeah.
Yeah, but so my father's uncle was a building inspector in Miami in the late 40s and 50s, and it was well known within the family that he was constantly awash in cash and lived a rather extravagant lifestyle given what he was doing. So it was all on the down low, and everybody knew that he was working with mafia types and obviously kind of looking the other way related to whatever regulation he was supposed to be enforcing. But I'm kind of surprised that something like this hadn't happened a lot earlier than this year. Given
because it's part of your family lore. I won't ask if you're Italian, but it's okay. It's honestly the construction business, the concrete business, the steel business, and then, of course, the permitting business. And I did mention earlier, you probably heard me mention, there's a reporter in Miami that's written about this extensively and has it in his books and about the – apparently it's a notorious problem down there, right?
Yeah, that was certainly the case and understood within our family.
Wow. Yeah, and mafia. You know, New York, Miami, concrete, construction, steel business. Then, of course, you got to get the inspectors in on the action. And apparently it's well-known in your family, well-known at least to certain newspapers and reporters and authors in Miami, Florida. And now a building collapses. That'll be part of the investigation. You know, they're not all doing it. They're saying that the soil was shifting or sinking beneath this building for some years. There was an inspector there on the roof the day before the collapse, hours before the collapse of the building. But this is going to become a major issue. And Mark, I bet money right now this will change the way things are done in Florida and probably beyond, because this is a sign, yet another sign, that we're becoming just another third world country. Thanks, Mark.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
What with the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to the unprecedented money printing, it's never been more important to protect your savings and retirement from inflation. A lot of hardworking Americans, just like you and me, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real gold. You can have real gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have real gold in your IRA or 401k by calling the Oxford Gold Group at 833-995-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning real gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-995-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to Oxford Gold about getting real gold delivered to your home, or about having real gold placed in your IRA or 401k. Call them now at 833-995-GOLD. So what are you waiting for? Get gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-995-GOLD.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
According to the National Institutes of Health, 30% of hospital admissions in older adults are drug-related, like taking meds at the wrong time. Hero Health simplifies medication management. The smart device stores up to 90 days worth of up to 10 different pills. It dispenses them at the push of a button. Try Hero risk-free for 30 days and get free contactless delivery. Just call 800-420-7550. That's 800-420-7550. 800-420-7550. Hero. Medication managed.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched, and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch. And Sheba, his sister, she scratched at her ears real bad, and she shook her head so much, she wound up with cauliflower ears.
DinoVite.com. DinoVite is nutrition.
When we first got the DinoVite, they cleaned the bowls up real good. Her ears, they're a whole lot better. Wonka, his belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs, and I call it his happy dance. They look good and even smell good in between baths. You should give your dogs DinoVite before something happens. And that's kind of like preventative maintenance.
DinoVite for life.
It makes them healthier and happier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And your dogs will love it just like mine do.
DinoVite.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hello, I'm Mackenzie with Exact Data. I'm excited to share how our team can help your business with its customer acquisition goals. Exact Data has been helping businesses of all sizes find new customers for over 20 years. With over 4,000 unique filters, you're sure to find the most targeted emails, postal addresses, and phone numbers fit for your business. Want a list of new homeowners in your area or looking to reach self-employed business owners? Maybe you're looking for people passionate about charitable causes or a list of medical professionals in your area. We can help. At Exact Data, we have the perfect list to help you grow your business. For pricing, text INFO to 606-MY-LEADS. Remember, text INFO to 606-MY-LEADS. 605-695-3237, which spells 606 My Leads, and we'll reply with the information you need to get leads for your business. Again, text info to 606 My Leads, and you'll be well on your way to reaching your sales goals. Message and data rates apply.
There's been a little problem in the cockpit.
The cockpit? What is it?
It's the little room in the front of the plane where the pilots sit. That's not important right now.
Texting with my friend Rob, and he points out, you know, the origin of the word cockpit predates the airplane. It goes back to the British Royal Navy centuries ago. The word cockpit originally was the term for the area on the ship where the coxswain would sit, the coxswain station. You know, you still have on row, you know, crew boats, college crew and stuff, the coxswain. It's, you know, it makes the kids giggle. You're talking about the coxswain. And, you know, from the cockpit, the coxswain ordered the seaman to hand the sextant to the we're going to have to ban a lot of words because all of these things could be gendered or, you know, could trigger people. Oh, I can't use trigger anymore because trigger is on a gun. So we're going to get rid of all these words. They're the word burners from way back. They certainly are. So, you know, it doesn't actually have anything to do with the various things, although there was a lot of buggery in the British Navy. Just ask Winston Churchill, among others. One of the many things they're famous for, you know, spices, going to far-flung places, and, of course, buggery. That's the British for you. It's an island nation. You know, it gets lonely. The weather is often not very nice.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.